Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, welcome to Balls Deep Sports, the Black Outlaws Premium Sports Podcast on our premium network. I'm your host Rod, joined by my co-host Jay Triz Nathaniel. To you,
what's up, man? You know, we almost had a perfect show going.
We almost did, dog. But then how we looked at Serena Williams' ass. And nothing was the same, as Drake would say.
No, I'm talking about you calling out.
What you mean?
Last week.
Perfect show.
Almost 100%. We ain't missed no weeks.
Oh, yeah. Man, we almost did make it, bro. Man.
You can't joke me in my nose no more, dog.
Nope. I got to let it go now. It's even. Man, dog, it was. And, like, I was trying so hard to do a show. I woke up. Like, I went, you know, we played ball that morning, I think. I don't know if you was there, but I know I played ball that morning.
I played, yeah.
Yeah, we talking in the parking lot. Everything seemed fine. Voice is a little scratchy. Dog, went home, did my normal routine. Cleaned up the house a little bit. I think I was like, let me take a little nappy nap. Set my alarm so I could wake up. Yeah, dog, I woke up. I couldn't talk. As in, I had no voice. I texted you and was just like, yeah, it's no show. Like, I tried. Like, I was like, I was.
I hit you back with the, you sure?
Yeah,
like, dog, why? Yeah, I think I see why.
Dog, it was like, so, dude, I wish. I don't even know if you heard Saturday's show. If you could just, or Wednesday's show, like. Wednesday show, my voice was kind of fucked up, but we did it like a little cute joke, like, oh, it's a sick day. And I was like, okay, I'll get my voice back by Friday. It won't be gone, but I won't be as sick. Nigga, Friday was so bad. I went and followed all the instructions on, what do you call it? WebMD. All of them. I'm gargling with salt water. I'm drinking hot tea with alcohol in it and lemon. I was taking medicine. I was drinking orange juice. I was doing everything. Dude, the inside of my throat, my tonsils felt like they were swole, bro. I thought I might have tonsillitis or something. And my voice still ain't 100%, but I fought, man. Fought this week. Like, I'm the real MVP this week, bro.
Kind of. Serena the real MVP with you right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, well, she this week she did a real MVP. Last week, and I fought through this voice shit, bro. And niggas was, man, listen.
Was you on your deathbed?
Dog, I was sleeping fever naps 6 to 8 hours a day. Fever naps, quote unquote. I would be like, let me just lay on this couch. I'm exhausted. I would wake up, Karen would be home from work. Like, I was fucking done, man. And meanwhile, everybody's just texting and sending stuff. Hey, man, you gonna do the show, man? We just want to make sure that you can do the show. Have you tried gargling with salt water, man? Because that's what worked for me. Hey, man, have you tried hot toddy, man? You mix some tea with some lemon and some. Yeah. Have you tried? Hey, man, have you tried soup? Have you tried eating soup? I tried it all, nigga. I tried it all. Stop. Well, I'm just concerned about the show. Be concerned about my health.
I mean, you did miss the show, though.
I know. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about me.
Yeah. I don't care either. Yeah. I was ready to do the show.
Yep.
If I knew how to work the boards.
Yep. So.
It'd be Karen. I know Karen would have did the show with me. Karen loved being on Balls Deep.
Yeah. Y'all could have done it by yourselves, man. I didn't even think about that.
We just talked shit about you the whole time.
Yep.
About how you end up faking.
But I toughed it out, man, and made every other show that week, but couldn't. Balls Deep was just a little too soon. Like, it was like, if I would have had like an extra 24 hours, I might could have did Balls Deep. It would have been terrible.
I'm glad you didn't, though, because you might would have got me sick.
Mm-hmm. That was the other thing I thought about. I shouldn't have, now that I knew you got this attitude. Should have definitely hung out around you a little bit extra last week.
A good little extra coughs in the L.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Let me play the song.
I started coming over here knocking the door. Get your sick ass up.
Mm-hmm. Wearing a SARS mask.
You see, Dad, it's not just superficial. I'm in love. You know how when I go into the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's, I sink all the way down. talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. Talk about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I wanna have sex with a personality. Build up her positive traits. Give a pound into her feelings. Make her mouth salivate. Hey Tyra, are you listening? Not talking, just a tipping. Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
My day didn't make it much as they used to.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
What was I?
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love.
Thank you, Scotty Pippen.
Mm-hmm. Man, fuck Scotty.
Fuck that nigga.
Even though he was great when Jordan was out.
Hey, man, Scotty Pippen had the best commercial cameo this year, though. Have you seen it?
Uh-uh.
Nah, it's a commercial where...
Yeah,
Charles Barkley was talking about you gotta have a short memory.
Yes, I have seen it. Yes.
And Scottie Pippen was like, I'm the best Chicago Bulls player of all time.
Yep.
That was good. I couldn't hate him. I was like, that's good. Good job, Scottie.
Because he did go further by himself than Jordan never went by himself.
On the low, James Harden has the best collection of commercials. It's on the low, though. Like, you wouldn't think it, because I think, you know, obviously
it's because people don't like him.
LeBron got the, you know, the most like powerful commercials, but James Harden is his funny commercials are good.
Yeah, because it's all shade with him. Mm-hmm. He shaded eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to shade Barkley.
No,
but it's because people don't like him. I don't know why other people don't like him.
Well, he got that same thing that, you know, the reason I don't like, Sean Marion, he got the same thing. He think he good and he think he better than he is.
Yep.
Like, you see this story where he said he the top five best player in the NBA, all around.
I can believe he said that.
Yeah. Shit like that piss people off, because people hate when you think more of yourself than what you actually are. You know, not that it's right.
Yep.
But, yeah, everybody was like, nigga, no, you not.
And, you know, Sean Marion felt the same way, too.
Yeah, that's
and would try to fight you for saying otherwise.
That's what made me not like Sean Marion to this day. I've tried to fight through it, but can't help myself, man. You know.
I scroll back on my timeline just to keep it on Serena Booty while we do the show. It's mesmerizing. And them stripes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she knows she was going.
That's that magnifique.
She's the best. I mean, honestly, dog. When she retires, it might be bigger than when Tiger Woods like retires from golf. Because I'm not watching no more titties. Like right now, if I kept having to catch her playing somebody, I will stop what I'm doing and watch it.
You know, the other thing is, man, she had a collection of outfits that's just, mwah.
Oh, first of all, the cat suit. There will never, ever be anything like that time she wore that goddamn cat suit. I watched every stroke. I was like, the fuck is this shit?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, she, like, by the time she said it down in her career, like, was she just, you know, in her 70s maybe? I feel like she's gonna be the grandmama to say mama gotta have a life too,
mm-hmm.
and still be wearing that tight ass shit and it's still looking good on her.
She gonna be fine for life, and she one of them people that's versatile fine, where like, she, you know, she can wear, it's not just a cat suit.
Mm-hmm.
She wear a dress to a award show, you'd be like, god damn.
Man, her in them maxi dresses.
Anyway, what was he?
No bra. I could see her with no bra and everything just still sitting up like it's supposed to.
Dog, do you remember the infamous twerking video she used to sit to Drake and it got taken down by everyone?
No.
I posted it on our website and we got like almost the most hits ever that day. It's done now. They took it off the internet.
They had, how do you take something off the internet? I thought it was on the internet forever.
She's so powerful. She took it off the internet. It was her twerking.
Like, why did Drake leak it?
A 2-minute video to her of her like doing a bunch of stuff, and then like 30 seconds of it was her twerking at the bed in these little ass shorts. And I was like, oh my God, it's true.
Nobody saved it to their phone?
Bruh, it might be somewhere, but they was like suing niggas. Like, hey, get this off your website. Signed sincerely, you know, Nike.com. Like, I wonder if anybody had the balls to put that back up somewhere on the recesses of the internet.
I mean, because that's what I've been told, that once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
Here's YouTube 2012 Serena twerking at rapper Drake's condo. Put this in the chat for everybody.
And he leaked it.
Wax song this is.
I'm saying, I can't. Why would he leak this?
I don't know why he leaked it, but I think she. Wait, first of all, I do know why.
Did you say she sent it to him?
Yeah, I think I do. I get why he would leak it. Be like, God damn, look at this. I'm the motherfucking man. Supposedly, this all started to beef between him and Common. Like, him and Common got beef over this.
Oh.
I don't know if this is the same video. This is not the same video, but
I was gonna say, look at her ass. Is that still profile out.
That profile pic, though. 38 second mark.
You see how ass is kind of separated from the.
Hey man, I love living in 2014. This would never happen in 1975.
96. The finest,
yeah, like in 1996, the finest like tennis player is not sexting herself to a rapper and getting caught. Oh my God. Yeah, this ain't even it, dog. The one I'm talking about, it was butt cheeks hanging out, and they was clapping. I was like, dog, what is this?
Hey, man, you know what, though, man? Serena is straight. She's not even undercover freaky. She is just a motherfucking freak.
Dog, she from Compton. You know what I'm saying? She from Compton.
And I love it.
She did that sea walk, and everybody got mad. I said, that's my baby. Love you. I guess, this her twerking during warm-ups.
She's always twerking. It is in her system.
Oh my God. I gotta send this into the chat room. Hold on. First of all, here's the bottoms up video, y'all. Right click save as. Get on top of that. See, this is why you gotta watch live.
What?
This is why you gotta watch live. And then she got a 22 second video where she twerking and but she's twerking in the warm-ups. It's short, but it's that like Nicki Minaj from the top twerk.
I would pretend to be her gay friend, assistant, whatever, just so I could sit and watch her do that all day long.
I think I want to rub her down. Oh my God.
I don't think I've ever lusted at the Serena. Like, I knew she was thick. You know what I'm saying? I knew she, you know, I imagined it. You know, she looked good naked. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, bro, now I'm thinking about all the nasty things she probably would do.
Mm-hmm. I like how now everybody taking the same pick and not giving me my credit for putting it on there first. Even though I gave credit to that tall. Okay. See y'all. Twitter. But that's how you end up eating ass.
Praise him.
That's how you end up eating ass, just that, like that. You be like, man, I ain't eating no ass. Y'all niggas so freaky and nasty. And then she be like, let me sit this ass on you. You be like, you know, you know, maybe sometimes, you know, should judge not lest ye be judged.
Hey.
Don't nobody got to know. And then
I huddled up with myself and I said, is you ready? And I said, we ready. And I
if
said,
you strong, then we strong.
And I said,
oh shit. Yeah,
this
is it. Who put this in the chat?
Thank you.
Jay Sarge. Yup, this is it.
Jay Sarge is the motherfucking man.
I had this shit on the site, nigga. He took it down ASAP. I went back to the site to show this video is illegal and it has been taken down. Soon. I said, shit.
Since I get to my other laptop, I'm saving this video.
And she was like, yeah, it's not me. I was like, it's you.
I bet you Drake ain't even fucked since he took that video.
I don't think he ever fucked.
But he could have. That ain't you, Serena?
Nah, she said it's not
that
me.
That ain't you?
I was like, no, I've been looking at them cheeks all my life. Oh my word, I know it's you on everything I love. It's you. Why would it get taken down?
I'm never, you can watch the video, but it's never leaving my phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be like, man, bro, look at my phone right here. But yeah. It's never leaving my phone.
She's so thick. Oh my God. Yeah, this is the most lustful balls deep we ever done.
It's not our fault. That's Serena. She's the one out here with all this thickness on a pole. And she on a stripper pole? Man.
God damn.
Serena, I just want to say that I love you. I know I'm married,
but
if you're willing to come into our lives,
right? I'll talk my wife into it.
We will work things out.
We could use a roommate, you know what I mean?
Right. We could use something to, you know, maybe bring just a little extra excitement to our relationship.
Maybe you need a ride somewhere or something. I don't know.
You know, we want to get into tennis too.
Yeah, I cooked today. I made a zucchini stew. So, you know, if you want to get in on the zucchini stew, you know what I'm saying?
I'll learn how to cook.
Let a nigga know, you know what I mean? It's in the crock pot. It's enough for everybody. Enough for everybody.
So you saying you like ass eaters. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, is that what you mean?
that what you said, because...
Hey, you know what?
I mean, I never say never. That's my mama taught me to never say never.
You know how you be looking at niggas on Twitter like, why you so... I understand you might do some freak shit, but why you out here telling everybody... You do all this freaky ass shit. This why. Like, once you eat Serena's ass, you gotta tell everybody.
Yup.
Like, you a proud member of Ass Eaters Anonymous, dog. Like, you can't just be like, oh, I ate that ass, but I ain't gonna tell nobody. You gonna be on Twitter like, yup. Guess what?
Serena's.
I'm in the ass eating now. We on this now.
Yeah, I do any ton of exercises you need me to do, get my strength up.
Oh my God. Man.
Serena, I love you though.
She tell you, if she's like, yo, I'm trying to fuck, you gotta be like, I need 6 months to get my life right. I don't wanna let you down.
I'll hit them with that sunshine from Harlem Nights. Baby, I love you.
Treat this like an NBA audition and shit. Baby, I gotta drop the weight. I'm about to hit the gym a little bit more. You know, it's gonna be like Clash of the Titans.
Mm-hmm. Serena, what you need? A California King? We'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll order that. We'll make some changes to the house just so it can fit through.
After I had sex with Serena, she'll just hold me. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be crying. I never thought it just could mean so much. Like, it's all right, baby.
I feel like it'll be like True Blood. Mm-hmm. What's the girl that Eric Gaye saw too? Three Pumps.
Oh yeah.
Like, I would be like her though. Like, I would, like, just Three Pumps. Blank man. I'd be like Blank Man. Yeah. Oh God. Just give me an hour. Just give me an hour.
I'm gonna take
some of this ginseng. Give me a banana real quick.
Man, please. So we got emails.
Wait, it's sports?
I know. We got 2 weeks to make up for. And we started late today. I probably end up cutting some of these stories because it's so many that don't even really matter. But We'll get to the ones I think are fun.
I could lust after Serena for a few more hours. I'm right. Just saying.
We don't need to. We can turn it into just Serena deep sports.
Y'all will really find out how much of a pervert I am.
Ass deep. I'm talking about ass deep.
I'm talking about Serena cheeks.
Right. In love.
Man, could you imagine just her walking in front of you and man. The way they would rub and bounce?
Come on, man.
What's that little drum which you beat on? It's sitting in your lap. Mm-hmm. I just want to pat on it like that.
Mm-hmm. I want to dry up her positive traits.
Give a pound into her feelings.
We got emails. Balls Deep Sports Fantasy Draft Suggestions. What up, Rod and Justin? Hope y'all are doing well. I wanted to ask if you guys would consider speaking for a few minutes about good, bad picks for the upcoming fantasy football drafts. Mine are on August 24th. Of course, we know that Jamal Charles and Peyton Manning are going to go quickly. What other players would be worth picking in the first, second rounds? I've done some research, but you guys always have insight into some at-home lives of players, like Justin's karma comment about Paul George last week. And I definitely think that should be considered while doing the draft. Great show, keep up the good work. Peace, AJ the engineer. Here's the problem, AJ. I haven't done my drafts yet. I'm not telling y'all shit until my drafts are done. I don't want nobody I know listening to this show, picking my brain, or then if we decide, God forbid, we decide to do a fantasy football draft for the Black Guy with Tips, because them niggas tried to pick my brain last year and I almost didn't win. It was taking all my picks, man. I had to make something out of nothing, dog. Niggas, my quarterback was like Mike Vick for a while. Cause they took all the good quarterbacks that I like, even my sleepers. So, I'm not telling y'all niggas shit. Y'all on your own until we do. When my drafts are over, then we can talk about it.
Well, Mr. Jackson, I can help you. I'm not like Rod. I don't mind helping the people.
Yeah, go ahead. Give me.
I'm gonna tell you who not to get
for money.
I know I supported Ray Rice, all last season, but don't pick him up. He not due for a good year this year. I don't care what he says. Trying to rebuild his rep or not. He punched his wife in the elevator and knocked her ass out.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't going to let him have a good year after that. He might not have a good 2-3 years. But he going to keep a paycheck just because God taking care of her. But don't get Ray Rice. You can pick up the third string running back for Atlanta. Because I think they started Steven Jackson. Steven Jackson. He can't stay healthy.
He undraftable.
Yeah, don't pick him. And their backup was that rookie out of Florida State. And he already got hurt during preseason. They third string guys who you want. And you can get Oakland running back. They don't have a quarterback, so they will be running the ball a lot. they'll be running the ball a lot. Don't pick up the Denver Broncos defense. I think this is obvious. Panthers D. You can get that Panthers defense. And if you can, if AJ Green is available in your first round, please get him.
Man, I've been looking at Serena Williams' ass the whole time. You've been talking about let me know when you're done with your advice.
Just one more tip. Mm-hmm. Don't get Russell Wilson. I know he had a great year. I know a lot of people going to run and jump on him, but don't get him. He's not putting up great numbers. That's about it.
Yeah,
that's all I can give away that don't affect. It don't affect me, but it'll help you. Don't fall for the.
Yeah, I will give y'all a thorough analysis of the draft for fantasy football, but I can't do it before I draft myself, y'all. I'm sorry, but the shit is competitive as fuck. Cost a lot of money to get into these leagues, and I'm not losing my money, man. I'm going to win my defensive football leagues again this year, and I got friends that will fucking, I'm not joking, find the show, some of my premium, they will find the show just to be like, oh, so that's his strategy? Let me do that, because he always beat me, and I can't afford to risk it, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
HM writes in, Blue Balls, Rod and Justin, glad you guys are back. Not getting my Friday fix made me wonder, who do you guys endorse on the podcast level and radio level for sports? Also, who can't you stand and why? Well, podcast level for sports. Obviously, I fuck with Bo when he's on Dan Levitar show. Firestarter. I listen to them for sports analysis. I listen to Fantasy Focus podcast for ESPN, but I don't really listen to it for the advice. I listen to it for them to bring up names and remind me of shit. So sometimes they'll go through game by game, and then I'll remember what I like. I'll just go through my head and be like, oh, that's right. During the Oakland game, I noticed that their tight end actually got open a lot, even if he didn't make plays. Or, you know, it just reminds me certain things as opposed to like, it could really be any fantasy football podcast. I just like the jokes on there and shit. Cause the analysis is pretty bad. Some of the shit Matthew Berry thinks is just so stupid. Like that year that he thought Mike Vick should be the number one player drafted. Just one of the all time stupid ass opinions of all time. Like, it was just one of them, like, I hope people are listening to him so that I can have a better draft. Cause it's no fucking way in hell Mike Vick gonna be worth the number one pick ever. So like little shit like that. But let me think. Who I can't stand is a much longer list, and it's pretty much everybody. I hate sports radio. It's the worst. It's normally not funny enough. It's normally trivial as shit, and there's a whole lot of machismo and arguing, you know. And it's one of the reasons that we do our show completely different. It's one of the reasons I picked Justin as a co-host, because we would sit on the sidelines and talk, and we have fun. And people love joining in our conversation. And we like fucking with people that do come in and try to, like, do the typical bro conversation, where it's like, no, look, man, Cam Newton sucks, and let me tell you why. Like, we typically joke on those people, you know? We like, he suck, he's the worst now. Oh, really? Cam Newton's the worst? So that's why he made the Pro Bowl? Oh, is that why? You know, like, until they had to come off of some of that, like, you know, stupidity that you just get spewed at that radio level. So, specifically people I don't like, Cowherd, don't like him. First Take, don't like it. Can't stand it. I get that it's supposed to be funny and shit to some people. It's just not. To me, it's not really funny about it. Like, I wish if they were more in on the joke, I think it would be funny to me, but I can't watch Skip Bayless be serious and get treated like he's a real person.
I never liked Jim Rome is on Fire.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jim Rome fan. Now, Bo gives a lot of credit to Jim Rome because he got a lot of his style from him. But Jim's just not as cool as Bo, honestly, man. Like, Jim has his things, but like the way he talks with that, all them breaks between like and repeating shit, and it's just a little weird for me. It's just not my thing. Who else?
Yeah, I don't listen to anybody. I'm about like Rod. I watch. I like Dan Levitar. So when Bo actually got on this show, I was like, this is great, because now I can support Bo and it's on a show I like. It's one of the reasons I started watching Around the Horn, was because of Bo. Outside of that, I don't really watch any sports show religious. I might watch a show just so I can see the story, because I might see the blurb on it at the bottom scroll by. You know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, so they probably gonna talk about this. Let me see the video for it. Then I'm gonna keep it moving. But as far as listening to their advice, if you've been listening to me on the show, then you know I think a little abstract from from the norm on how I view these articles. And I don't even really share all of my thoughts about how I feel about a lot of these things. I want to keep it so that Rod can keep the show.
You know what's funny, too, though? It's not part of the reason that I like talking this shit is because it's not that important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when people make it into this hyperbolic, like, we're going to talk about, is Johnny Manziel a good quarterback for the next like 14 days? That's stupid to me. Like, we haven't had a discussion about, is Johnny Manziel going to start or not on the show yet? It's not on purpose. It's not like I read the articles and I'm like, I refuse to discuss it. it's just that trivial. It has no effect on the bigger landscape of sports if he starts or doesn't start. It might be some funny or fun shit if he does start, and we might be able to make some jokes out of it, but him starting or not starting is not something that should be 30 minutes of every hour of SportsCenter.
We could joke him now losing his starting job to a dude that can only make 8 passes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you worse than him. Like, you worse than somebody, a dude that would be cut on anybody else's team.
And then what was the other thing, too?
You can't make a starting team in Cleveland.
Yeah.
In Cleveland, dog.
Now, you do say Cleveland always makes the wrong decisions, so maybe he should be the starter, but...
He probably should, right?
Yeah, who knows?
He can't make that team.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just little shit like that where I don't like doing it. But, yeah, I would recommend Five Starter Podcast, man. I was actually on the latest episode, if you're not already listening to them. I'm assuming you are, but if you're not, they're a good podcast to listen to. It talks about sports. I think Ed the Sports Fan has a show. I think, who else? The Brothers Lehman have a podcast about sports. There's a few other.
I like TMZ Sports.
I haven't heard. They got a podcast? I haven't listened.
They got, well, it's a show that comes on in the afternoons.
Okay.
And sometimes it'll repeat at night.
Yeah, I watch. Well, now, I like if we're talking TV shows, yeah. Obviously, highly questionable, Around the Horn. You know what's funny? I don't watch PTI anymore. I realized it the other day. I DVR Around the Horn and Highly Questionable, not PTI.
I like
nothing against PTI. It's a really good show.
I like the last segment of PTI.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about their show, the last segment.
Who else? Sports Reporters. I record Sports Reporter every Sunday. It's real good when Jamel's on there.
Yep. That's about it.
But when she's not on there, I normally don't give a fuck. But I watch Sports Reporters sometimes just to see what white people are mad about. Because they always have a couple white, like Mike Lupica and shit, where they'll come on and be like mad about some typical shit, you know?
Yep. I used to like Brian Gumbel's Real Sports.
Yeah, I used to, too, until he started using it as an excuse to like play golf. This week we'll be doing another exciting golf story.
Yep, I used to like it, and I love TNT halftime shows and post game shows during basketball season.
That might be the best sports on TV is the Charles Barkley and them.
Yep,
that's illegal. That shit should be illegal.
Yeah, that's
like how that's not just like. Why the NBA is okay with that, I'll never understand. But I'm so glad that they are. It does, like, could you imagine the NFL letting four niggas just talk at the end of, at the half of every game?
And talk shit
talk
about
shit.
Your product.
Yes. Like, oh, Goodell. Oh, Goodell. So stupid. Oh, this terrible.
This trash ass game. Yeah. I can't believe America watching this. I'm not watching this.
I'm sorry, America. I'm sorry you gotta watch the Cleveland Browns play the Houston Texans. But, yeah, dog. So, yeah. So he says, keep bringing the best sports show ever to my smartphone. First 30 premium member platinum club. LOL. Yep. I made it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Saying we the best.
My man Prince LeRon writes in Seabrook Park and Agendas. What up, Balls Deep crew? Hearing Rod talk about playing at Seabrook Park is bringing back some memories. I used to play that when I was a freshman at Fayetteville State, and that shit was the absolute worst. It is.
Now, is they court blacktop, or is it
dog, is
concrete?
It's blacktop, but it's this weird, like, green. Well, when I was there, I don't know if they redone it, but it was like this weird green type of asphalt. It's a little bit soft.
Because I just didn't imagine them having a regular concrete, the gray concrete you play on. I imagine
them. Nah, they don't. They don't. But the reason they don't, though, is because out there, the closer you get to the coast, they get like this sandy type of dirt. Mm. And it gets on the court and shit. You can't really, like, if you, like, it'll be too sandy for regular asphalt. I already knew a few dudes from the Merc, so I was good day one. Every time I went to ball, I brought some other students with me, and they fell into two categories. One, niggas that were so scared they never get into the game. They don't rip dudes who couldn't dribble or block dudes who put up weak shots. They so worried that a fight would break out. Those are the worst.
I can't believe y'all setting people up.
What you mean?
Take it people that know ain't gonna make it.
Oh nah, you don't know till they get theirs. Like,
I think he knew prior.
Oh, okay.
I think it was an experiment.
See, for me, like, for me, you gotta realize I grew up in playing in some questionable places in Charlotte. So now to me, I didn't know they was questionable.
I think that's why we get along. That's what I was saying.
I didn't know that it was like nothing wrong with, like, I would tell niggas like, yeah, you know, man, we went out to Hornet's Nest. They're like, Hornet's Nest? Why you going out there? I'm like, that's where the ball at.
Ladder Park.
Yeah. I'm like, Park Road. We ball at Park Road. They got all them rules, man. Yeah. You know, take the ball. You go and play half court. Take the ball back if it anything but rim. Of course, old man punch you in the face if you don't do what they say. So.
Yeah, both tucks for me. But that's what I'm saying.
Tuck the CG, yeah.
But I think that's the thing. Like, we it's like a shared history. Mm-hmm. Like, if we just been there at the same place, you know, at the same time, we'd probably been friends a lot longer.
Yeah. It's, you know to what me, I mean? Like, I remember you said, when we first, like, kind of met at the Y, you was like, yeah, man, I had dreads and people wouldn't talk to me. And I was like, I never thought about that. Like, I never was like, damn, that what a scary Negro. I was like, play ball. Some of my best friends got dreads and play ball and they went to college and all that shit. And I never was scared of them. They was tatted up. I know you don't got tats, but I'm saying like the stereotypical shit that people be like, no, nah, man.
Yep.
It's like, what's scary about them? They humans like everybody else. It's not like they walked in the gym and pulled a gun out and set it down. Which I have seen at Seabrook.
You see it in Charlotte. I don't know why. Yeah. I've seen it in Charlotte.
Yeah. I've been friends with people that have done shit like that.
Yep.
Y'all trying to ball? Hold on. Let me put my heat down.
Yep. Southside. Like, ice playing Southside.
So, it said, but yeah, he's right. Every once in a while, because I didn't realize at the time the class difference between me and a lot of people in my class. I don't even mean on some like, they parents had money and mine didn't. I just mean like I grew up where it wasn't as big a deal. Like if you lived in the projects and you was my cousin, you still my cousin. I'm still gonna go down to your house and spend the night and you know what I mean? Like it's no shame to it. So it never crossed my mind that some black people do have like a certain amount of fear and shame of poor black people. And so I would take them niggas out there thinking we bought the ball. And I wouldn't know till we got on the court that they was like, shook. Like, damn, nigga, like, shoot the ball. Oh, you shoot it. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know what I mean? Like, they get fouled. Hey, man, call your foul. Nah, man, it's all right. It's all right.
You don't play like this normally. What's going on?
We be in the damn, we be at the Lily, on the Lily gym on the campus. You be in there talking about, you gonna get my motherfucking foul. But then we come in, no, it's okay, sir. You just say, you can have the ball. Oh, you know what? I probably carried. I don't even know what I was thinking, sir. Why don't you take the point? You know? But yeah, those are the worst. That group, that category is the worst. And then, oh wait, no, you're right. Number two is the worst.
I told you he out there experiment with folks.
Number two category is the worst. Then you had the dudes that feel Seabrook is a perfect place to justify that thug. God damn, I hate them niggas. Those are the worst. They be Braxton on campus. Then they show up to the motherfucking Seabrook and think they gotta be Tupac. Those niggas suck. God, I hate them. Cause you be looking at them like, why are you acting like this?
Yep.
Like, you are going to get us fucked up. Like, I remember I went out there with these dudes one time, man, and it was like five of us. And I come out to the Brook all the time, but them niggas come like, you know, once they only came because like the Lily was closed or it was overcrowded or something. So they was like, we gonna go out to the Seabrook with you. And I was like, y'all can come out there, but y'all not with me. Like, y'all can come because like I just like, you know, I come out there, I'm low key, I fit in, they like me, they don't even know my real name, they call me Jordan. Like, it just that's how like low key I am. Like, they'll just be like, George, man, you want to run with us? I'm like, yeah, let's run. And so these niggas would come out there and be like, we got next, like all combative. They're like, y'all got four down, but y'all can run together. If y'all want to run together, y'all got to wait four games. We got four games then. Man, them niggas get up, man. They forcing bad shots, yelling at people, arguing every call. you know, we ain't gonna get punked. And I'm sitting up here like, these niggas about to get in a fight. And when I fail, they'll end up getting in a fight, man. And when it's four of you, here's the problem. When it's four of you at a court and you come ready to fight, you don't fight just the people on the court. You fight the whole neighborhood.
Yep. Cause everybody out there know each other.
Yeah, them niggas got walked off the court, dog. I mean, like, it was like 18 niggas, like, what you trying to do there, nigga? Like, and all of them just backing out the fence. And it's only one little area of the fence you can even get out of. And the fence, like, fucking 18 feet high. So, like, you're not gonna climb it without getting fucked up.
You gotta stay at the top of the fence.
Yeah.
Till the morning.
Yeah, dog. So, like.
The city of God sitting in a tree.
Yeah, so these niggas sitting up there, like, backing up out of the thing, like, and they looked over at me like, you ain't gonna have our back. I was like, I told you niggas not to act stupid.
What you mean have your back? I'm not part of this argument.
I didn't talk none of this shit.
These are my people.
I wasn't on y'all team. Told y'all not to come out here acting stupid.
These my people. You like y'all, fuck y'all up too.
Nah, it's so many people that didn't even know I was in college. I played there for 5 years. It was people that would be like, where you from, man? I'd be like, Charlotte. Oh, for real? What you doing up here? In school.
Yeah,
you went to school? I thought you went to school out here. I thought you went to high school out here or something. I was like, nah, man. I'm just in college. Like, all right, man. That's cool.
It's called the adaptable Negro.
Dog. Cause other niggas come out there with like a Fayetteville State letter jacket. Like, I'm in college. You Negroes are stupid and none of you will be anything.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
Oh, and those
remember
army.
Remember Samuel Jackson?
Yeah. Oh,
this Spike Lee movie?
Mm-hmm.
He said, ooh, yoo-hoo. Oh, boys.
those army niggas used to be worse, too. The army niggas were the only people worse than the college niggas. Because they would come out there thinking that just because they on them 3 meals a day, they about to fuck people up.
Because I do push-ups every morning before 7 a.m.
Man, this one dude got, I remember him because he shot a bank shot and he hit it. And when he hit it, he was talking shit to the dudes from the Brook, Seabrook. And he was like, bunk. Like, I don't know why he said it that way, but like, he said it such a corny way that the whole crowd started laughing. And he was like, bunk. Or something. Everybody was like, what? He was like, get up, man. And then he got so insecure about it that he ended up jaw-jacking. And he got punched in his fucking mouth, man. And like, when he got ready to try to do something, like four other niggas from the side got up. And he was just like, I'll be back. I don't care. I'll be back. And like, he never came back.
You know the thing about whenever I've heard people say, I'll be back? I just ain't gonna let you leave.
Yeah. You should never say that.
Yeah, you just need to leave. But if I hear the words, I'm coming back, I'll be back. Oh, really? Well, let me fuck you up now then.
Dude, I've seen people start shit and they just want to go to their car and go home and they won't let them go to their car for a while. They'd be like, nah, you might got a gun in your car. You go through that car, I'm gonna fuck you up. And you just gotta sit there until they don't be mad.
Like, sneak out when they ain't looking.
Yeah, like you can't even do the like, nah, I'm gonna go to my car. You gotta be like, hey man, look, I don't have no guns, dog. I just try to go home. Like, can I please just go home?
This went too far.
Yeah, this is a horrible decision by me. Man, like I said, dog, it's a miracle that considering how often niggas would come there and get fucked up, I never got in a fight there. And it's pretty much a miracle, dog. Like, and not because of my actions, just odds, you know what I mean? Just the odds of it happening to you are high and within 5 years you'll fight somebody. And I never got one.
The last time I went to Revolution was, it was on a day, and I ain't gonna say no names because I know who was in the car. But they drove up like they normally do, circle around, pull up in front of the fence, but they started shooting at Greedy.
Oh shit.
Now luckily for me, Greedy was on the other side, opposite of me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all you heard was the bullets flying, and I ran down, you know, it used to have that steep hill.
Yeah.
And I ran down the hill on that opening close to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I ain't been back to that part since. And that's not the first time somebody been shot at, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, that's one of the times, man. We had a time where a dude got mad. This actually happened on campus, at the dorm. We was playing on the side of the dorm, and this dude got so mad about in the middle of the game about some other shit that he was like arguing with a dude, and then he just started looking at him like, you know how you look at somebody like you're trying to replace, you're trying to remember them from somewhere.
Yep.
He just kept looking at him. He was like, wait a minute, you the nigga from the party. And it turns out the dude that was saying this was the DJ at most of our off-campus parties. It's like, you that nigga from the party that was talking shit to my father. The dude was like, what? Man, get your old ass out of here. He's like, nah, all right, then. All right, nah, it's cool, bro. It's cool. Don't even worry about it. It's cool. Everybody's like, y'all want to. He's like, nah, I'm good. Y'all go ahead with the game, man. I'm good. Man, this nigga pulled up onto the court in his car. Popped the trunk and ran. That's all I saw.
It's time to go.
Yeah. Dog, I left my keys. Because, like, my keys was, like, at half court. And he pulled up onto the middle of the court. I was like, I'll get them later.
Yep.
I went in. Niggas was trying to look out the window. I was like, man, get away from the fucking window. You stupid. Like, just... like, that's how you get shot, man. Wait till he leave, and then I'm going to go get my keys. And, like, he went out there and was, like, shooting in the air and shit, talking about, where is he at? And then, like, the nigga that talked all the shit was, like, he ran in, like, behind, like, my area.
Nope, don't run near me.
Nope. I was like, I'm moving to another floor. Like, I'm not getting shot because of you, dog. But he was quiet as shit. Like, he wasn't talking that shit no more. And then, like, after about 5 minutes, you know, dude figured the police was gonna come or something, so he got in his car and left. Went out there, scooped up my keys, went to my room, and I was good. They was like, man, let's play the game. Let's finish the game. I was like, nope.
Nope.
Now I'm a witness.
I'm done for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Now I'm a witness.
Yeah, I'm done.
This is why I fuck with Seabrook.
But I seen them cats 2 days later smoking weed together.
I know, dog.
I was like, he was just shooting at you. You gonna, so, okay.
I seen the nigga.
We can't be friends.
I seen that same DJ dude pull his gun out on like 5 different people. And one time he pulled a gun out on a dude and shot at him, like from a few feet away. And he shot at the ground to like prove a point because the dude wouldn't leave fast enough. Dude just kept backing up like, what you gonna do then, man? Might as well shoot me. I don't give a fuck. Shoot me then. And I was like, oh shit. I'm about to witness a murder.
Hey. Now, you know, sometimes I get a little stubborn.
Yeah.
That won't be one of the things you ever hear come up my mouth, regardless of how upset I am. Dude. Shoot me, dude.
And his cousin ran and got between them and was like, man, go home. Just go home, man. Stop doing this. This is stupid. And I was like, man, that's love.
That's more than love. That's crazy.
I would have stuck my ass right there. I would have been yelling from inside the fence. Just go home.
Nope.
Run.
I'd have been yelling out, Ricky. Yeah. From a distance. You know what I'm saying?
I couldn't have got between them and him and the bullet, dog. Sorry. Not for that crazy motherfucker. And you know what's the funniest part about that?
For what? Because he going to do something stupid later in life to get shot again.
You know the funniest part about that shooting that time? This nigga shot at the ground in front of him, right? Now, he had drove to the park. Instead of going to his car, he ran into the woods. He just shot at the ground, and he was like, nobody seen nothing. And he just ran into the woods. I was like, why didn't he just get in his car and leave?
Can't be driving with the weapon on the car.
Yes, I don't know, man. It was just funny.
You got to ditch the weapon in the woods, man.
It was just funny, man. Like, just get in your car and go, man. Throw the gun away, so throw it in the sewer somewhere. But, like, don't fucking... Don't run into the woods like a crazy man.
I'm so glad I'm removed from them situations right now. Like, cause at the Y, we do play with guys like what Prince talking about.
Yeah.
Where they come in super tough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we got our phone. No, we doing X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. But they not really tough.
Yeah. They grew up at the YMCA. They have parents with careers. You know, yeah. Like, these guys have futures. They've never been arrested.
That transition from the hood to the Y was crazy for me because I was acting stupid as shit. when I first got there, because I didn't realize you didn't have to play ball like that anymore. I just basically had, like, I was just conditioned, dog. Like, yeah. I was playing prison ball and shit. Like, if you argue my call, I was taking the ball and going to half court and sitting on top of the ball like, no.
Do you remember telling me you don't have to do that in here?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
You was like, you don't gotta do that.
It took me like a year to get the programming out of me, dude. I like, it took me a year of scaring the shit out of white people.
They'll give you the ball. I remember I used to throw the ball across half court, like from to the other end of the court. Fuck y'all. Go get it. And you still ain't getting it. Like, walk, they make them walk and go get the ball and then, no, it's still my ball.
I used to throw that ball up there on the, at that, on the court. On the track above the court. I could have hurt somebody. Right. None of those people paying attention know what the fuck we doing. I'd throw the ball up there on that track and be like, fuck you. Go get it. And they'd be like, sir, your language. I don't give a fuck. Tell him to stop cheating. And then it took a while and I was like, this is the stupidest shit. I still feel embarrassed about those days.
You know, the other day I was like, I don't know that I'm doing this black and white shirt thing anymore. And you was like, just go, man, come on, Jay, just go. Cause it's still there sometimes.
It used to be shirts and skins.
Yep.
I remember they used to be like, all right, Rod, skin up. No.
Nah, I ain't skinning up.
Like, no, I'm not doing that stupid shit.
I know who my other four players on my team are.
Dude, I used to be like, why don't y'all know who's on y'all's team? Like, and I still feel that way. I just understand now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just an adult now where I'm like, all right, man, I'll just give me the black shirt, dog.
The other day I almost was like, I'm tired of messing up three shirts on a Wednesday morning, and I haven't even worn anything else yet for the rest of the day, like for what I got planned. That's just the morning before 7 a.m. I've already fucked up three shirts. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Dog, like I said, man, I'm a totally different person now. Like, they used to have a rule where, like, if you didn't wear go shirts and skins and they accidentally threw you the ball, they could keep it. And I used to be like, fuck your rule.
Yeah.
You threw the ball to me like a dumbass and I'm keeping it. And I was like cheating them. Like, I'll be like, woo, woo. They'll throw me the ball. I'll be like, nope, not on your team.
They do it now even with the black. So at the Y in the morning, they wear white shirts and black shirts.
Yeah.
And if your team is white, everybody has to wear white. Your team black, everybody has to wear black. They still will fuck up and pass it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can throw that, woo, look at me, I'm open. And they'll just throw it to you. It's those guys, man.
Yeah, fuck that. Serena Williams' ass, though.
I haven't moved from their picture. That's what's on my screen.
They want everyone to know that they're not scared of a 16-year-old at the park. They don't realize that no one is scared of one 16-year-old, but is not trying to fight all of the 16-year-olds at the park. Yep, I had that realization one day, and that was them just trying to test me. Like, I've been playing that for years. It was just my turn to get tested, and them niggas was talking shit. I don't know if it was some gang shit or what, but nigga was talking shit to me for no reason. I hit a three on that little nigga, and I get your punk ass up. And then I saw four niggas get up too. And I said, I was just playing. I was just joking, man. He was like, no, fuck that, man. You trying to fight? I was like, just talking about basketball. No, nothing to see here, sir. I would never disrespect you like that, sir. Man, that shit, I almost got my ass whooped, dog. By a bunch of fucking, it was about to be like 8 15-year-olds that whooped the shit out of me that day.
Why majority of HBCUs in the hood?
Most college campuses in the hood, honestly, if you think about it, because the land is cheaper, and that's where they build the shit. Gentrification is a motherfucker.
Duke, the only one I can think about that's in the hood.
Nah, UNC Charlotte. UNC Charlotte is in the hood. Like, it just, people just, because it's the campus, it's like it don't count. And then you read all them news stories about them young white people getting robbed. You're like, y'all niggas don't know y'all in the hood?
I forgot about them rapes.
Yeah, me and Trevor, you know, we get drunk and then we just walk through Ladder Park. Like, all right, nigga.
I forget about them rapes they be having out there.
Yeah, dog. Like, I mean, I'm not even just talking. I'm talking about just robberies and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Because you can get raped anywhere.
Well, they had a nicer stuff out there to take though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Niggas will walk home with an iPad and be like, you never. You never heard of Sugar Creek Road, have you? Okay. All right. Well, good luck, bro. Not everywhere on Sugar Creek is nice. That's all I'm saying. A lot of them new houses, Section 8. A lot of some of the new houses is cool, some of them not. Yeah, my boy, he moving out to Sugar Creek. Hey, he said, yeah, I bought a house. I said, cool. He's a white dude. I said, where you get it? Where you move out there to? I said, yeah, it's over off of Sugar Creek at 85. I was like, the hood?
Yeah.
Hold on. My family stay over there. Did he
not know? Maybe he moved over there for the prostitutes.
Dude, I said, is it the gentrification? I said, you know what? Somebody got to be the first one to gentrify it. And you just an early adopter.
Wilmore.
Yeah.
Wilmore for those if you're from Charlotte, but the Wilmore community and all.
No, I remember when, first of all, my grandmama used to stay off Dorada, that area.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Go on out there slipping if you want, white boy.
Sugar Creek is in walking distance. A Hidden Valley.
Son, that's what what he said to me, Justin, last night. I kid you not. I said, where are you moving? He said, you ever heard of Hidden Valley? I said, have I? Hidden Valley?
They was on gang related.
Hey, they don't make ranch out there in Hidden Valley. I tell you that. They make something white that sell, but it ain't no fucking ranch.
They actually are trying to renew a law now. In Charlotte, just for Hidden Valley.
Dog, what?
Because of the gang situation.
Nigga, Hidden Valley is a place where if you get lost, if you make more than two passes by the same spot, niggas will say something. Like, they'll think you police. Like, they'll be like, hey, man, hey, what the fuck? You like, man, I'm just trying to find this girl. And, you know what? I'm not going to call her back anyway.
And you are going to get lost in Hidden Valley.
You go get lost.
If you
can't ask for directions. Dog, you know how many times? Hey, can you come pick me up? Maybe we can go to the mall. Oh, where you stay at? You know where Hidden Valley is? Oh, man. You don't want to just meet me out there?
Yikes.
Let me guess. You want to go to Freedom Mall? Let me guess. You know what? On second thought, no. We shouldn't hang out.
Hey, it has a multitude of entrances and exits, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about it. But once you go in, 5 minutes into driving into this community, you unless you know your way around, you won't find one of them exits again. It really is like a coin maze.
Dog, it's a labyrinth. And every corner looked the same because it's all got the same three type of niggas on it.
Yep, and all got brick houses.
Yeah.
And you can be like, oh, I remember Snow Bunny Lane. Okay, yeah, Snow Bunny Lane. That's the street I came in on.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it dead end now?
And why is that same nigga that was staring at me earlier, now he got his shirt off? Like, why? Where'd his shirt go? Why are you wearing his shirt around his face now? Nah, man, fuck that. But he says, I have a few pickup stories. I'll say those for a later day. After the last five starter, I noticed that I have the exact opposite agenda when it comes to Sean Marion. Oh, because I hate Sean Marion. My pro-Marion agenda made it possible for anyone to bring up the Suns, Amari, or Steve Nash. The first time you spoke on Marion about a month ago, I immediately hopped on the computer and typed a six paragraph email full of matrix stats and sites. Luckily, I calmed down and never sent it. Thank God. I don't know. We would have been friends, Prince Ron.
Hey, I bet you he would have died. I bet you he's died his hair blind before, too.
Yeah, he probably had. He probably put that shit in your hair.
No disrespect.
Like Sean did.
But that's
You got a fucked up jump shot like Sean do. Sean be shooting that shit from his chest.
Knees, nigga.
Like, God, you terrible.
I apologize. That was wrong of us.
Yeah, I apologize.
Because we actually do like you and you are funny.
My agenda got started when some buster said that Marion would be garbage if it wasn't for Nash. I stated that Marion was an all-star before Nash came to Phoenix, and the dude ignored that shit, kept going. My agenda got so bad, I was partying when Amari got injured. That's what you know is out of control, man. Because it's not even helping the team. You just good. You just like, look at him now, bitch. 20-10-8.
Look at him flourish. Look at Gerald Wallace clone flourish.
The bad thing is I don't even like Sean Marion like that. Personally, I think he's lame as shit, but that agenda be having me caving up, man. I know. It was out of my control, too. On this show, I've talked about renouncing that agenda. And as soon as I heard he got signed by the fucking... Cavs, I got mad again, so I can't even control it myself, bro.
That's how I used to feel about Jalen Rose.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't like Jalen Rose?
No, I love Jalen Rose, and I was defending him against any and everybody at all costs. He was a left-hand assassin to me, man. I loved him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've had a few people, I've had a few players that I have an agenda that I like, but I've only had one anti-player agenda, and it's been Sean Marion. Like, even my Dwayne Wade agenda is not actually about his play on the court. Like, it's just hating on him and his family situation.
Cause he a fucked up dude, man.
Yeah. But like, but I won't be like, oh, that nigga he not good, or, he trash. That's why he only had 15 points. Like, I don't care about that.
Man, D Wade is like Jason Stackhouse. He's a fucked up friend. He would try to fuck your wife.
Yep.
You know what I mean? He a fucked up dude.
Get Savannah away from him. All right, man. We got a ton of stories. Jesus Christ. You ready to do this, man? It's a lot.
All right. This remind me of Day at the Y. I'm chilling.
Yeah, this is an hour into the show. We just not getting to these stories.
They be like, Rod and Jay, y'all up now. Hold on. Let's finish the story real quick.
Yeah, someone said FSU is too. I think they talking about in the hood. And you're right. It absolutely is in the hood. Absolutely every night.
John C. Smith
in the hood. Yeah. So this is funny as shit. Chris Rainey got cut by the Colts during preseason, and he thinks that it happened because of a prank that he played. He was live tweeting the preseason opener against the Jets. He wasn't happy watching another running back named Boom Heron score. So he was hating. He said, on Twitter, yeah, I'm pissed watching the Colts game when I should be out there too, even though I didn't break no fucking team rules, not even. Cause he got kicked off team breaking team rules. And he said, nice TD, Boom, even though you was in the hallway with me that night when we was horsing around with the fire extinguisher, man up like I did. So apparently they did some type of prank with a fire extinguisher, and he manned up and said it was him, and I guess Boom didn't. And he got kicked off the team because the Colts don't play that shit.
Yeah, I'm confused at why he mad.
According to Fire Chief Philip Rogers, a fire alarm was set off at 9:41 p.m. on July 27th when a fire extinguisher was sprayed into a break room in Anderson County Dormitory, Anderson University Dormitory. No names were provided. Coach Chuck Pagano had been talking up Rainey as a change of pace back in the camp's early stages. And then on July 28th, he was cut.
I don't know why he mad. Like, you did something wrong, and instead of admitting, pleading not guilty, or working out a plea deal, you said guilty, and now you accepted whatever the consequence they want to give you. Yep. It just happened to be go the fuck home.
The coach didn't say what it was. He just said it's an in-house deal, and that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, man. People got to clean up that shit. You know what I mean? They got to pay people to clean up your mess. Like, you just going to be out there messing around again. I don't blame them.
And this was his second chance because he got cut by the Steelers in 2013 for allegedly slapping a woman in the face.
Well, that was to serve two purposes.
A police report said Randy pulled a woman out of a car. And that's a slap. That is a slap. Anytime you pull somebody out of a car to slap them.
You think he cocked his arm all the way back?
Yep. Like, that's, you mad when you damn pull him out the car. Cause that means she ain't want to get out the car. You yanked her out the car.
I wonder if he had to also unbuckle her seatbelt too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, he probably had to, like, unlock this door. Unlock this goddamn door. Give me my motherfucker. And he slapped her in the face to get his cell phone. Give my cell phone, bitch. Stop looking through my pictures.
You don't swipe left or right when I let you look at something.
I just want to know whose titties these are, Chris. Whose titties are these? He's like, get the fuck out of my car. Slap. Get my phone back.
No, take me home first. I don't want to walk from this dangerous neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. No, you're going to get out of here in Hidden Valley, and you're going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I'm glad he got sent home.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Sounds like a thug to me.
Tricks out for kids.
Stop playing.
Yeah, get you a
PlayStation. So be serious. You
get,
at work.
Get you a PlayStation.
Yeah. You at work, bro.
Now, what's the dude that, Boom, he the dude that didn't admit to it?
Yep, he didn't.
So is he like Martin from Miami? Like he a bitch? You know what I mean? How they depicted him as a bitch that's not just dealing with it on his own?
He scored a touchdown.
Not
man.
Manning up?
He scored a touchdown. So on my list of who's winning, he won. He shut the fuck up, didn't snitch, and got a touchdown. It ain't none of y'all business who pulled the fire alarm. If to me, I'm more mad that Chris Ramey dry snitching.
Yep.
Like, keep it to y'all. You got caught. You made a decision to man up.
He still had the powders on his hands.
Yeah. Is it manning up if you dry snitch on another man? That don't sound like manning up to me.
And see, Karen, that right there is why I love Trinidad James. He say, I don't fuck with them snitches. Don't mm-hmm. tell me who telling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he don't fuck with them either.
Anyway, next story.
It's for the kids, man.
Carmelo Anthony, I think we may have covered this already. He said he didn't expect them to win the championship this year.
Yep, but he do expect a large paycheck every game day.
Yep, he just expects to be every month on the 1st and 15th, he expects to be paid.
I thought they got game checks. I thought they got a check after
Yeah, every Monday, whatever it is. He expects a check.
Which player used to play with his check in his sock?
Never heard
is
that
Is it
one.
Robert Parrish? I think it's Robert Parrish.
Damn.
One of them old school players like that. Like, he used to play with his check in his sock and go straight to the bank after the games.
He does expect to make the playoffs, though.
He should. He should be in the 6 or 7 seed.
I'm just saying, like, why is this news? Is it because New York people are so thirsty?
Yep.
Because, honestly, it's not news. That's what you do every year. Don't win a championship, make the playoffs.
He the new Patrick Ewing or Larry mm-hmm. Johnson.
Tony Stewart hit and killed a driver in a dirt track incident.
Good for him.
And he took, now he's up to his third race that he's not racing. And I got to say, man, get the fuck back on the track, dog. Okay, you killed somebody. So, it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, does that dude, he was jaywalking.
Yeah, first of all, here's the thing. There's a couple schools of thoughts here. A lot of people going around going, well, obviously he didn't kill him on purpose.
Doesn't matter.
Obviously, the biggest hothead in the sport who has been known to get in physical altercations about racing from time to time, who has wrecked people on purpose and done some dangerous shit on the track, is known as one of the most dangerous drivers, who was sitting at a standstill as this man approached his car and then hit the gas and zoomed right into him. Didn't do it on purpose.
His foot slipped off the brake.
Yeah,
man.
I think that's a bit much to say that we know he didn't kill him on purpose, you know. Or even the people that, well, maybe he meant to scare him. With a fucking car? That's called negligent homicide. You can't scare somebody by hitting them with your car. Okay, guys, it's not right. Now, that being said, what's so bad about the fact that he killed him? Like, that's my stance on it. Like, okay, he probably cold-blooded murdered that dude.
He affected change in NASCAR, man.
Yeah, they changed. Well, the other dude really affected the change because the rule is don't get out your fucking car and yep. walk towards another car. So really, the other dude is the one who made the change. Tony just showed him what could happen. Now, a bunch of other cars managed to get by the dude with no problem. Mm-hmm. As far as I'm concerned, he hit that dude on purpose.
I mean, he did threaten Tony Stewart.
Yeah.
By waving his helmet at him. He gave him big fuck you signs several times.
Yep, and he stood his ground.
Yep. I don't know why he tried to fight a machine. The car won.
Now, Tony Stewart lucked out. Because if this nigga would have hit, like, Jeff Gordon, he would be considered a national hero.
No disrespect to the dude he did hit, but had he won anything?
Nope. If he would have hit fucking Dale Earnhardt Jr., though, it would have been on. He would have been out of the sport. he hit a nobody on a Saturday night.
That should have had his ass in the car.
That should have been in the car, and he's probably going to lose a civil suit. But I doubt he'll lose anything criminally because you can't really prove what he did.
Insurance cover the civil suit.
He'll be fine. But it's been 3 weeks, dog. You got, what about Chase? What about your sponsors?
Yeah, just
what about your pit crew? Niggas need checks. Get the fuck back on the court, man. It's time.
Yeah, smoke your blunt and keep it going. Now, does Metcalf?
I don't think he does Tony Stewart.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, get the fuck back on the court, man. Nobody want to hear this shit. So, I mean, sure, he probably killed a dude on purpose. At very least, probably tried to injure the dude. That being said, get the fuck back on. It's been long enough. You didn't go to prison. That's what the criminal justice system is for. So, you know, hopefully he can get back on the field.
I hit somebody before. Jaywalking across the street.
I did too. I hit a Mexican dude and I said, hey man, let me call the police. And he said, no. I said, sir, come on, man. Like, you look injured. He was hobbling real bad. And he said, no. My fault. I don't know if he was here legally or what, but that man walked the fuck off and decided that I was full of shit for calling the cops. So I couldn't even call the police.
The dude I hit couldn't walk off. I don't know if I told you the story, but I definitely broke his leg and his head busted the front windshield.
Yep.
So he wasn't walking anywhere. Shouts out to him in life, wherever he may be.
Yeah, what happened though? Why, like, did he
walk out in front of the car?
No, I mean, did he go, don't call the police, or did you just drive off?
No, I went to get help. Because he was laying on the ground, knocked out. Blood coming from him. It was blood on the car.
And I bet you didn't take 3 weeks off work.
Well, no, I sure didn't. And
right.
And you know what I did? I drove home.
Right.
With the crack windshield.
Come on, man. You're supposed to be a fucking professional race car driver, and you shook for 3 weeks because you killed somebody? Damn, bitch.
And when I spoke to the insurance, I said, this stupid ass man walked in front of the car and he got hit. They was like, well, do you know what hospital he went to? No, because fuck him. This car need to be repaired. Do he got insurance? Who's going to pay for this? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, dog.
He need to be suing them, actually. Mm-hmm. He need to be suing that dude's company to fix his car, because I'm sure it was damaged to his car at that point.
Yeah.
Blood stain, that, you know, blood will never come out. He going to be seeing broken glass in his car from now on. Like, after you break a window in your car, it's always little glass pieces.
None of his peers have spoken to him since the accident, but they come to his defense. Why they ain't talk to him?
I mean, is he not accepting calls?
Well, you know what it is. They don't like him anyway. He is an asshole. I've known Tony Stewart for a long time. I know for sure that Tony Stewart is not going to run over somebody, Harvick said. I don't think
isn't he the junkie?
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in the garage that would. It would be hard to find somebody in the racing world that could point that car just run somebody over. Okay, if you say so.
Harvick, isn't he a crackhead though? Isn't he the one that tested positive for crack like 2 years ago?
Probably. Maybe that's his brother. Either way, probably got a crackhead brother, or he a crackhead. So. I don't know. When I put Harvick in crack, everything's like crack the top 10. So maybe it's not him. Drugs, maybe? Nah, I guess it's not him, dog.
Oh.
Either way, you know, get back on the track, dog. It's been long enough. We all think you're sorry. Now get back on the track.
I know I had money on these next few races.
Yeah. People got kids to feed, bro. Get over yourself. Murder one person and now you want to bitch out? Okay.
I know people that's murdered several people.
Right. Did OJ give up when he murdered Nicole? No.
Nope.
When killed Ron too. Gotta finish the job.
Quittle.
Now you're going to waste all the goodwill with people knowing you not to be fucked with?
You know how many races you'll win now? Motherfuckers will be moving to the side.
Niggas will be like, just let them pass. Let them pass. Right. It's not worth it.
You think you getting in any more car accidents? Nope.
Yeah. You think you're going to kill somebody else?
I mean, if you do, then obviously they didn't learn the first time.
Right. Stay in the car.
Lesson learned for them.
Andrew Wiggins said, according to Bill's self, Andrew Wiggins wanted to be traded.
He didn't look like he wanted to be traded on the actual interview he did.
I was nervous about this because I thought that it would get to this point where he would want to be traded only because the rumors were so stupid. Like, it was getting out of control. And he's just like, man, can I just go somewhere where I want it? But I don't believe this. I don't believe it because it's not coming. It's coming from the coach and not him. And I feel like the coach is trying to be protective of his player, his former player. Man, I'm a professional now. Stay out of my business. Don't tell people that shit.
Yep.
Like, as like if I was a college player, I'd be like, man, coach gonna be telling our personal business when we get to the NBA.
Yeah, here writing books.
Yeah.
We are already seeing what happened with Kobe and his coach writing books.
Yeah. And if he wanted to be traded, I guarantee it's more for peace of mind than like I don't want to play with LeBron or whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah, he was out there looking for houses and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yao Ming wants to wean China off of ivory and shark fins.
Why, nigga, have you had a shark fin? They are delicious.
Never had a shark fin soup, I see. Yeah, he's become an ambassador for the International Conservation Organization Wild Aid.
I mean, maybe them sharks need to fight a little harder. Then they would be losing their fins.
Know what I mean? That you shit. Don't see this happening to smart fish.
Did you not see Sharknado? I mean, they pretty tough.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can fend for themselves.
Yao has campaigned to persuade his countrymen to give up the key ingredient, one of the traditional delicacies, shark fin soup. He said he has a campaign that's called I'm Finished with Fins.
Does he not have anything else to do with his 7 feet fold himself? Like, is he that bored? Like, what can I do today?
It's him, Jackie Chan, Jeremy Lin, and David Beckham. Now, how did David Beckham get in that group? One of these things is doing its own thing. One of these things is not the same. What?
Hey, man, you know, the fact that he on there says he's done something wrong in life, and one of them seen it, and he owed him a favor.
They caught him eating some shark fin soup one day. What's that you eating over there?
Probably two midget Asian women or something. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was on one of them soccer tournaments over there in Beijing.
That don't look like your wife, huh? Yeah, she don't look like Posh Spice. What you need? What do we need to do to make this right?
Oh, we'll get back to you on that.
On the low, a white man got suspended for his comments about Ray Rice. Max Kellerman.
Not Max. He could say what he want to say.
Apparently not. Didn't get the memo. ESPN TV and radio host, following comments he made about experience with domestic violence during the discussion involving the suspension of Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice. In a discussion around Rice's arrest for domestic violence and his subsequent suspension, Kellerman admitted that he hit his then 20-year-old girlfriend, his then girlfriend 20 years ago. They're married now. Speaking on the ESPN program Mason in Ireland, Kellerman said that in college, he and his girlfriend, who is now his wife, had both been drunk when she slapped him and he slapped her back. Kellerman added that despite the abuse, he has been happily married for 20 years. So, ladies, don't give up. Just because a man beats you doesn't mean you can't work it out.
It doesn't mean he won't be happy. And yeah. It's all about his happiness.
Exactly.
Now, how happy is she? Has anyone seen her lately? How much makeup is she actually wearing on a daily basis to cover up these bruises? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Who you think snitched on him? Like, he said it, but then how long it took for that suspension came down? Because Steve Mann got his immediately.
Oh, immediately, because they sent him a memo. This was after the Stephen A. suspension, mm-hmm. And they sent all the ESPN personalities a memo to not talk about this. Or to be careful about how you talk about it.
And he did it anyway.
And he did it anyway. He was like, but I'm white. this is a Negro memo. But yeah.
Because he didn't shout it at his co-host, it was okay?
The conversation was reportedly posted online as an ESPN podcast, but then was taken down. ESPN has not confirmed or denied the suspension, but Deadspin reports that a spokesman said Max Kellerman will return to ESPN LA Radio and Sports Nation on Thursday.
His wife's so embarrassed about this shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't told none of her friends. Don't none of her family know. And now she got to deal with them phone calls because you want to prove a point that you can slap your woman around.
Yep, they said he didn't adhere to the ESPN guideline of discussing the Rice case. My understanding is that it was part of a larger conversation ESPN had with all of its on-air people, a radio industry source told Daily News. Adam Kellerman obviously didn't pay attention.
Out here bragging about slapping his wife.
Yeah. He's like, now listen, first of all, I'm a boxing analyst. And whenever you slap me, I'm a counter slap. Okay? You want duck, duck, slap. Duck, duck, slap. You know, I like to slap in a combo, if at all possible.
I want
to
slap Serena ass cheeks.
I would love to slap those. Give a combo to them cheeks.
Why she can't make an appearance at a strip club one time and just get on the pole?
She might. You know what I mean?
It's
she,
coming.
She is from Compton.
It's coming. We can. I'm wishing for it.
So, apparently Phil Simms and Tony Dungy, two influential NFL voices, have said Monday they likely won't use the term Redskins when discussing the franchise.
But keep them gays out the locker room. Okay. Okay, Tony.
All right, Tony. So that's not a distraction. You not saying the name of one of the teams as you're analyzing them will not be a distraction.
Okay.
But Michael Sam playing football and just being gay, distraction. Okay.
Good for you, Tony. Good way to take a stance.
Yeah. Way to be bold. It's another time where, you know, took a bold stance against the anti-establishment and oppression, and it's good to see you back to your normal job, man. This is the kind of leadership that I expect you to exude on a weekly basis. And yeah, so thanks, buddy.
Tony make me like him. He make me dislike him less. Mm-hmm. More dislike him more and more every day. Just
what are they gonna say? The Washington team? Washington?
Yep, Washington. Are you talking about the Wizards?
Yeah. You know what I would do, man? I would just say it. I would make it worse. That way people understand that it's a slur. Like, and the Savages are up by 5 right now with 5 minutes to go.
You get suspended so fast. They're pulling you in the first quarter.
Those drunk and dirty malcontents continue to run the ball at a good pace.
And Washington gets an interception. Well, you know, those Indian givers take it away.
Looks like somebody better get the fire water away from RG3. You know, he seems to be in a funk right now.
Oh, they gambled on this one. Not on the reservation anymore. You can't just keep gambling all you want.
You know, this the backfield of the defense is basically smallpox blanketed the wide receivers the entire half.
Well, you know.
Excuse me? What? Okay, we'll go right to commercial. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
You know, they marched down the field with a trail of tears on the defense.
Yep.
Just scored at will.
Oh, yeah. And looks like RG3 is going to throw a Hail Geronimo for the last play of the game. See if they can
That was Tonto. Not Geronimo was 89. That was Tonto.
Oh, sorry.
87.
Sorry. The cheerleaders, the Washington Pocahontases, seem to be having a good time today. Yep, you gotta go further with it till people be like, this is racist, change the name. Like, if you keep talking around it, it just make it seem like it's not racist, or like you can talk about it and it's acceptable to be racist. Nope, just be like, it's racist.
I'm gonna be right back during this break. I gotta smoke my peace pipe.
Smoke them if you got them.
And today's broadcast was sponsored by Jerry Land Casinos.
Hiya ho, if you want a $5 foot long from Subway.
Thanksgiving game won't be the same this year. because they said pilgrims aren't welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bring in beads and we will trade you tickets coming up for the next offseason, the next game. What is that? We're going to take a break. I just keep picturing like a producer coming in and tapping you on the shoulder in the middle of the sentence. Like, and we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break.
Okay. So Michael Sam's, look at the distraction he's bringing to the team.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I meant was, let's get these homosexuals and their agenda off the field. Okay, we're good. That's good. That's acceptable.
I mean, I know he has 5 tackles so far in the first quarter.
Look at these distracting tackles and sacks.
But I wouldn't draft him.
Yeah, keep him off of my team. Yeah.
Who is he going to shower with?
Right.
You know there's no partitions to separate all the showers.
Right.
I mean, it's gay enough in the locker room as it is. We don't actually need a homosexual
The locker room. I can't wait for the Michael Sam Disney movie.
What is he going to do? Slap someone's butt with his towel? I mean, Well, they do that, but, you know, the way he's going to do it is going to be
It's going to be gay. He's gonna, his towel's going to stick to the butt cheeks when he slaps it.
He's going to use pink towels. I mean, not when we're supporting breast cancer money either.
No, the gay kind. The gay way.
The gay kind of pink.
Yeah. When he sacked Tom Brady, he really didn't have to suck his penis. That was just a little uncalled for. They really act like that nigga's going to, like, fuck someone in the ass when he tackles them. Like he going to tackle somebody and just start pulling his pants down and be like, what? No? This is wrong? Oh, my bad, guys.
You know,
couldn't help myself. I'm gay.
You know, the thing is, man, like when dudes like Tony Dungy say stuff like that, I know we joked him and talked about him, but what about the other analysts like Magic Johnson, guys who have, you know, homosexual children or transsexual children.
Anything, yeah.
And these are their colleagues who, you know, I'm shocked no one else has been like, you know, that comment he said was fucked up and stupid. It hurts my family. It hurts me as a person to think that just because someone has that lifestyle sexually, they can't be a productive member at their job. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because that's like saying, Raj, you couldn't show up. You had to stop doing podcasts now.
Yeah. Or just what if someone was gay and they wanted to be an analyst? Like they want to just do what Tony Dungy does.
Yeah. What are you going to suck dicks in between your plays?
Yeah. Is it too distracting? Like, at what point do you just have to be like, it's us, man? And like, not to mention, I haven't heard one negative thing, one sideshow story out of the St. Louis Rams training camp at all.
And you know they trolling.
And you know they trying. You know the only story that came out of there was when Tony Dungy said some ignorant shit. So what is he talking about? Speaking of distractions, Moni Davis, this black girl, in the Little League series.
Mm-hmm. Shouts out to you, girlfriend.
She was giving him the business. She made the cover of Sports Illustrated, man.
That's wonderful, man.
Yeah.
And her birth certificate real.
She don't even want to be, like, this is her third best sport. She don't even really care. She won't be the point guard for UConn.
And I believe she's gonna get it now.
Yep. So she's dope, man. Hopefully she can go on Letterman and all the shit, man. You know.
Yep. And, you know, I've heard people say their daughter shouldn't be out there at such a young age doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But they let the men do it all the time in these sports. I don't see the difference.
And she kicked the men's ass.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Like they let child actors do interviews all the time, but why all of a sudden when it's a sports athlete? No, they shouldn't be out here doing interviews.
Yeah, she only lost because her team lost because she couldn't pitch every game, basically.
Yep, and they can't hit for shit.
Yeah, they can't hit for shit, man.
Because the game she pitched at, wasn't it a no-hitter or
two,
something?
Two. And they barely won them shits. She good, though. But, yeah, she on Twitter, and she has 23,000 followers. I don't feel comfortable following an 11-year-old girl, so yep. I won't be doing it.
I'm not following her. I don't know. What is she tweeting about?
Yeah, right. Like, I don't, yeah, what, like, but, of course, she had that dope-ass line where she was talking about her fastballs like Moni Davis. That's dope.
I she yeah. cool. I wish nothing but the best for her. And if she want to do press conferences, interviews, let her do it. So what? She 13. Don't ask mm-hmm. her stupid ass questions that you would ask an adult. Like you, they'll be like, she shouldn't be scrutinized like that. No, hold your reporters for your organizations to a high standard and let them know this is a 13-year-old and you need to address her as such.
Yeah,
like, you don't need to pressure her the same way you would, you know, Alex Rodriguez for his steroid scandal. You know what I mean?
I don't feel good about Lil Wayne tweeting Monty Davis. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like Black Twitter's going to ruin this at some point.
Hold your news anchors. I mean, your sports radio anchors that will call her a stupid bimbo or a bitch. Hold right. those guys accountable. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Like them, the guys that you need to be like, no, you know what? This guy's fucked up and he shouldn't be doing his job because mm-hmm. of how he's disrespectful in a serious way. There's no sarcasm.
Yeah. But, good for her, man. Glad to see, you know, out here doing big things, man. Like, I don't even watch Little League World Series. Mm-hmm. I don't even watch the Spelling Bees, none of that shit. It feels like exploitive shit.
No jokes like fucking in a pussy.
What are you talking about? What? How did we get back there? How we moved on, man? But, yeah, just, it's gonna be kind of funny to see people, how, like, the thing Bo was talking about yesterday on his show, man, like, the narrative changes around these kids so much, and it's one of the things I hate about sports, and I don't watch a lot of young stuff because people are such hypocrites, like how people watch high school football and big up them kids until the kid decides not to go to your favorite university, yep. Then the kid ain't shit. Little shit like that where I'm just like, oh, fuck, man, I was enjoying this so much, and y'all ruined it. Or, you know, that kid grows up to become an NBA player. And now all of a sudden he's entitled, he's spoiled, he doesn't deserve all this attention. Meanwhile, you've been watching him play for free for the last, you know, 8 years of his life or some shit. So, I just hope they don't try to crush Monty Davis's spirit. And I'm glad that people can celebrate a young Black girl, mm-hmm. Being excellent.
Let her change her mind and go to Tennessee.
Right. Then niggas go, right. Exactly. If she says, actually, I don't want to go there anymore. I want to go to Rutgers. Everybody's gonna be like, or half the people, man, fuck that little bitch and all that shit. Like you said, sports is very misogynistic, and these same dudes is acting like they like her are the same dudes that do think Erin Andrews is a bitch and all this stuff just for doing her job.
Let her slip up and say, I don't want to play with them nappy headed hoes at UConn. It's you know, it's controversy everywhere.
NFL referee avoided Washington games for 8 years over the name controversy. Why? It's not like you say the name. It's not like you ever go, holding 15 yards on the Redskins.
Yeah, you say offense or defense.
Yeah. What is the problem?
He should have refereed Day James and been biased.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad his biased ass didn't. Because I like Washington.
That's what I would do.
But yeah, I just be like,
holding again. First and 35.
On the Savage.
Holding again on the Savages.
The Redskins. Oh, my bad. I keep calling the Redskins Savages. My fault.
Many have come out against the Redskins name. Though perhaps none were as closely associated with the NFL as longtime referee Mike Carey. Now a CBS rules analyst, Carey revealed to the Washington Post that he had avoided Washington home and away games for 8 years because he found the team's moniker offensive.
Wrong time to start coming out with this stuff. Wait till you retired from...
I think he is retired.
Period. He still got a job.
Okay. He retired from refereeing well, Tony Dungy ain't waiting. Phil Sims ain't waiting. He might as well get in on some of this.
Yeah, but they consistently contradict themselves. Whereas this guy, he's been consistently for 8 years holding to his principles. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe his friends should know, but I don't think I would never admit to it just because not till I'm done and retired.
He worked a playoff game in 2006 when the team took on the Tampa Bay Bucks. After that game, the NFL granted a request that he never work a Washington game again. That the NFL sided with Kerry is somewhat surprising given the league's normally deaf stance towards controversial subjects. Kerry said he never spoke with Commissioner Goodell about his request and only approached the person in charge of the signing games, officials whom he refused to name. Kerry had established himself as one of the most well-respected referees in football. In 2008, an ESPN poll of NFL coaches named him and Ed Hockley the two best refs in the league. He cited his upbringing when asked to explain why he requested to be recused. In America, we learned that respect is the most important thing that you have. I learned it from my parents, my schools, and from my faith. When you learn there's something that might not be as respectful as you like, when you come to terms with it, you have to do something about it.
And see, I don't want any backlash for him. Like, he seemed like the right type of dude, and I hate for this to come out and it cause him backlash.
And he black, too.
Yeah, but that's the only reason.
Oh, hey, refresh your screen, by the way. I don't know why. Or has it been going in and out?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been on that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Refresh, I literally have my screen on Serena's ass.
Yeah. I've been looking at her the whole time. Yeah, I don't know if you've been in and out of chat or not, but, yeah, do that for me, man. I'll put his picture up, but, yeah, it's a black ref. And he got that integrity, man. I respect anybody with an integrity to be like, this is why I did what I did. And it's not like he dry snitched and like said this shit during, while he was a ref and made everybody go, oh, dude, this nigga probably made us lose against the Bucks on purpose, even though he might have.
Good for him. I'm okay with that. As a Washington fan, I'm okay with that.
Yep, so. Good for him, man.
But that's why I say I don't want any backlash to come towards him for that. But,
yeah.
That's the only reason.
Mike Carey, integrity Negro.
I hope he's making more money than Tony Dungy. Like, he needs to be making whatever money Tony Dungy make anymore.
Mm-hmm. He got that Negro integrity.
And he actually makes sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think he would ever say Michael Sam's is a, disruption and he wouldn't draft him.
Yeah, I fuck with that Negro integrity though. You'd be like, I'm not doing it because it's racist. Now what? They basically had to be like, all right, you right, it's racist.
Yep.
I mean, what are we gonna say? That you don't know what racist is? you a black ref. Here's an interesting story about Ray Allen.
Today on the scare at home for Ray Allen's wife and children. Police have now released the names of seven teenagers, all accused of breaking into the basketball star's home.
How many people do it take to screw in a light bulb?
Is live for us with the details.
Say what?
How many people do it take to screw in a light bulb? She said seven people to break in one house. It
must be a big ass house.
Well, Lori, police and prosecutors both agree that a crime has been committed here. They're still trying to decide exactly how to charge these teens, but it is clear that this brief error in judgment could have serious consequences.
These are white kids. I haven't seen pictures of them. Yep. I can tell by how they talking. It's some white kids. Are you fucking serious? You break into someone's house while the people are there, and we're talking about this horrible error in judgment. The police haven't decided on how to deal with them. Nigga, what?
They should have been shot. Oh, wait, that only applies to black
people. Dog, after how my man died from the Washington Redskins, Sean, oh, what's his last name?
Taylor.
Sean Taylor? How are you not taking each one of these fucking invasions seriously?
And this is in Florida, too, where Sean Taylor was murdered.
Yeah. What? Oh, this is outrageous.
Is for these young adults.
Young adults. Suck my
like you
dick.
You know the lingo. Because they call them men perpetrators. These criminals.
18, 19. Suck the entire part of my dick. Oh, my God.
Seven teens left the Coral Gables Police Department last week after authorities decided their wee hour entry into Ray Allen's home did not rise to the level of a felony. But it appears only a matter of time.
Wee hours? Bitch, what?
That sound like 3 a.m.
It sound like prime robbing and killing time. Oh, the wee hours. The heat is so fun.
They probably didn't have to post bail. They probably signed themselves out.
Oh, fuck this.
I bet you they signed themselves out.
I'm playing this on the regular show, too. Fuck this.
Time before they are charged with the crime. Coral Gables police identified the suspects today. One of them is 19 years old, all the others 18, and all of them recent high school graduates.
Oh, they like three of them Latino, and it's not like one of them white.
Look white.
Yeah,
they look like Joy Zimmerman white.
They the white kind of Latino, I guarantee it.
About to start college. In fact, they told police they were celebrating the new chapter in their lives last Thursday morning.
You know who's about to start college? Mike Brown. You fucking assholes.
At a home in Allen's Tahiti Beach neighborhood when curiosity led them to the Heat Stars mansion. Police.
Curiosity, or do you mean breaking and entering?
And they said late night celebrating.
Yeah.
Think drugs were involved. Guarantee they was high.
Guarantee it.
Records show the teens didn't think the Allen family still lived there, entered through an unsecured door, and startled Allen's wife, who was asleep in the bedroom with the couple's four children. We attempted to contact the suspects today, knocked on all seven doors, got no response.
Oh, but of course they don't want you to answer their doors.
So
you can't just break it into their house on a whim.
So they didn't notice all the furniture in the fucking house.
Right.
We didn't think anyone lived there. Because this food in the refrigerator? You didn't notice that.
Right.
Except for one. The mother of 18-year-old Ernesto Romero told us off camera that her son is extremely embarrassed by the incident, is about to start college at St. Thomas University, and that his poor decision last week could compromise his baseball scholarship. Coral Gables police said the teens could only be charged with a misdemeanor and that the Allens would have to personally file a complaint with the state attorney's office. A spokesman for the state attorney tells Local 10 today, quote, the Allens did come into the state attorney's office yesterday. They had provided statements regarding the incident at their home, and they do wish to press criminal charges.
Good job, Ray.
You know what?
We are continuing to gather evidence regarding this matter.
I'm okay with Ray Allen now. I actually like Jesus Suttles. He backed to being Jesus Suttles.
All the way back.
Like, broke jump and all, he good with me. I hope he does well.
No fucking mercy to these fucking assholes. Embarrass them with some jail time.
Because you know what? I've never heard of them saying we can't charge someone with something unless that person wants to press charges. Because they went out to Ray Rice without his wife trying to press charges.
Right. What is it? First of all, the fact that we're trying to figure out how to handle it. Handle it like you handle, I don't know, crime.
Because
it's a fucking crime. How about that? God damn.
They had to go in and personally say, yes, I want them charges pressed against them. And they can't be charged as a felony. What? They literally saying we're going to protect them at all costs. It's something that can be expunged.
Embarrassed. Get the fuck out of here.
As far as we could tell, it doesn't appear that any of these teens have been in trouble with the law before. Prosecutors, they have 21 days to decide how to charge this case from the time that they got it from Coral Gables Police.
Did Mike Brown have an arrest record?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Before that, he hadn't been in any trouble before. But
why they not admitting these dudes high? I know they was high.
She said, his wife says, I was dead asleep, but I saw flashlights and I heard voices, so I sat up in the bed. They were like as if they were on a tour pointing out stuff. Oh, wow, look at this picture. Oh, my God, he's got a flat screen TV.
I thought they didn't know he was at home. Nobody lived there anymore.
Gawker says, in the teen's defense, before they broke in, they were partying next door and probably high. That's not a defense.
Yeah, that's not a
defense. How many crimes occur before people get high?
I need to just screenshot this and do something stupid and just show it to the cops. Like, look, man, like this, I'm on the same tip they on. Let me go home. See what happens. Get my ass whooped and then arrested.
Oh, man. Ray Allen, you my hero for pressing them charges, bro.
Let somebody break into Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Any one of them guys. Even fucking Mike Miller. Let somebody break into Mike Miller house.
Mm-hmm.
See what happened. Everybody going to jail.
Yeah.
They didn't arrest them. They just took them downtown, let their parents pick them up. They didn't even fucking press charges against them. She called the cops. Why she then has to make another trip downtown to formally press charges? She called you the first time. That's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
How many times she got to call you to do your fucking job? But that's why black people don't. That's why one community doesn't trust the police.
The NFL says that they don't legally have to address cheerleaders' low pay.
It's up to the teams.
There's no logical limit to the NFL's argument. is what if what they say is true, then no employee of any club is afforded protections. That means anyone who is not a player, coaches, custodians, secretaries, groundskeeper, no one would be treated as legitimate employees.
The players don't get treated as employees, so
yeah, makes sense to me. Why y'all think y'all gonna get a better deal than the NFLPA?
Oh, because y'all got titties?
Y'all need to unionize.
Because most of y'all are Caucasian?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if y'all had some nice fat asses like Serena, y'all might could get some done.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't.
So, yep.
Good sure. luck. Find a new profession, maybe?
I never understood why cheerleaders want to do that shit, but it seems like a thankless fucking job, but good on y'all. I mean,
because they have to work regular jobs, like right. outside of that.
It's nothing. Like, you don't get paid. When I watch that kind of shit, I when I go to games, I don't even care. I think the Bobcats had the best cheerleaders in the NBA one year. And yes. I do remember when they, like, made that market improvement because I sat so close at that year. I had really close seats, half season tickets. But at the same time, so?
Yeah.
Like, I got pornography in my fingertips. I'm good.
Yeah. I have a wife.
Yeah. I'm not going to get to have sex with y'all. Like, plus, not to mention, I mean, depending on your taste and preference in women, them bitches all look the same. It's all a bunch of skinny ass chicks with big ass wigs and too much makeup and shit. Like, it's not really like sitting down talking to an attractive woman. You know, it's not like Serena Williams coming up and hugging on David Letterman.
You know what I've never done in life? Paid to go see a dance movie.
Right.
And I'm not paying to go see some people dance at a
exactly.
basketball game either.
If they had a cheerleader cheer off, I wouldn't show up.
However, I do think the NFL needs to step in and address the other complaints that they had outside
yeah.
of the pay.
Yeah.
With the way they were being treated.
Imagine the owner. They told them not to. They told them how to take care of their vaginas, dog. Damn. That means somebody didn't. Damn. Like, that's definitely a talk you do not want to have to give.
But yeah. Maybe some of the other disrespectful treatment that they receive,
yeah.
the NFL needs to address that. And I don't know why they wouldn't, considering all the lawsuits that they've had, even from female reporters and other females in the organizations
mm-hmm.
of football. Yes.
Kevin Durant offered $265 to $285 million deal by Under Armour. Under Armour's making a strong push to sign the NBA's reigning MVP out of his endorsement deal with Nike. Kevin Durant has been offered $265 to $285 million over 10 years by Under Armour. Nike has the option of matching Under Armour's offer, a term written into Durant's original endorsement deal with the company. The offer to Durant would be nearly 10% of Under Armour's annual budget and the largest sponsorship deal the company has ever committed to. Nike reportedly made $175 million offer to Durant. Made $175 million off of Durant related products last season as the 25-year-old forward won his first MVP award and led the league in scoring for the fourth time. The average salary of $26.5 million to $28.5 million per year would dwarf the NBA maximum contract Durant has with the Thunder, where he's scheduled to make $41.2 million over the next 2 years before becoming an unrestricted free agent in 2016. Under Armour is based in Baltimore, just 36 miles away from Durant's hometown in St. Pleasant. I'll make a good case for him going back to D.C., huh? Nike's last offer to Durant would have netted him at least $20 million per year, according to Rovell. By all accounts, Durant's defection to Roc Nation Sports last year has raised the stakes for his endorsement deal. Hove! Gotta give Jay-Z the credit! Y'all want to talk about it?
No. Y'all want to talk about that?
Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about how...
We've been telling y'all since day one. Y'all need to get into that sports management group.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to put that on Twitter. Y'all don't want to talk about how Jay-Z getting Kevin Durant this Monday? Talk about it. send. All right. But yeah, dog. Ho, out here getting Durant paid, bruh. Now, personally, I'm not taking the deal. I'm not putting no underarm on my feet, dog.
Nope, but you know what I am doing? Making Nike give me a pay increase.
Right. I'm leveraging this shit against Nike like, hey, bro, they talking about $285 million. What are y'all trying to come up off of?
However, if they don't, you know what I still do? Still get my $200 or something million. Because mm-hmm. that's what he did for Robinson Cano. Yankees, oh, y'all think we bluffing with this deal. You think, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what he did. Robinson got that money. He happy.
No, I'm not wearing Under Armour on my feet. Nope.
You would if you got total control over the product.
Nah, I'm not.
You'd make them just like your Nikes.
You know you sound like to me? Sound like a young man.
Somebody with 200 who went to,
sound million? Like a young man who went to Duke. Thought he was going to break out the mold and get out of those goddamn Nikes. Next thing you know, 8 ankle surgeries later, Grant Hill regrets signing that Fila deal. And I'm not going to do it. Not your boy. Not your boy.
You can't just wear extra tape?
Never be the first nigga to do anything.
You can't just wear extra tape?
Never. Could Durant? Could,
that's what I'm saying. Durant could can't wear extra tape.
Could Grant Hill wear extra tape?
He didn't think of wearing extra tape prior to the shoe.
His ankle is probably 50% tape right now.
Didn't Iverson have Fila? He didn't have any issues.
Nah, he had Reebok.
Yeah, he didn't have any ankle issues.
Reebok has had athletes before him, though. Reebok, he wasn't the first nigga to ever wear basketball shoes. This nigga about to be the first nigga to ever wear Under Armour basketball shoes. No.
He about to be, even if he don't make it, he rich as hell.
No. I remember when Starbury wore them Starburys and his ankles got fucked up, man. No. Can't be the first nigga to do anything.
You said Kevin Durant too frail?
Dog, never be the first nigga to do anything.
You think it too frail?
They gonna be like, oops. Oh, my bad, Kevin. We made the formula a little wrong on that one. I'm sorry about your ACL.
It can't get no worse than Paul George.
It could.
His ankles just gonna fall off.
Mm-hmm. Could always be worse.
He'd be going in one direction, his ankles in the middle of him at half court.
Yep.
Nah, it can't get no worse.
It could always be worse. Because if you would have told me it can't get no worse than Kevin Ware, I would be like, you're right, it can't get no worse. A year later, Paul George's new standard.
Hey, well, I'm going to say this, though.
He has some Under Armour, fucking, who knows what would have happened. His knee might have just exploded, and then would have just been no leg left.
It was a terrorist attack.
He might get hit like dude that tried to run up on Tony Stewart. Yeah, he had Under Armour.
He thought the armor was going to protect him.
Yeah. He just exploded, and then 50 feet later, he'd be laying on the side of the court dead. Like, damn, them Under Armour, man.
Holding the basketball.
Yep, holding the ball. Damn, them Under Armour might be a little too strong.
Hey, but nah, Nike going to pay you. They have to.
Oh, it says Steph Curry started wearing Under Armour last season. Kemba been wearing them since he entered the league. Both of them got hurt. Nope. Steph Curry
came into the league with weak ankles.
Yeah, Steph Curry is not like Steph Curry was on some like, what do I have to lose? My ankles suck. That's different. Nah, Kevin Durant do not need to put on no fucking Under Armour, dog. Take the Nike money and be happy, bro.
Well, could he just wear the Under Armour outfits but still wear Nike?
Hey, man. Now here's the angle that I'm thinking. He could be the first ever skinny man NBA player to like rock the Under Armour jersey.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Could he just not do that?
Well, I think he would get clowned for it because of how the climate is now, where everybody's trying to constantly clown on Twitter and shit. So they'll be like, look at this old bird chest nigga trying to rock this Under Armour like that make him strong. So I think he need to stay away from it for that, too.
They saw Snoop and Baby Boy with the loose-fitting white beater. They'll be okay.
I don't know, dog. I feel like people would clown him pretty hard. It'll have a negative effect on Under Armour brand.
They would clown him. Yeah. His new name probably would be the Birdman.
They need to start signing big-ass buff niggas. Like, Under Armour need to be trying to sign, like, Reggie Evans and shit. And the big-ass Under Armour. Because you can make a good advertising campaign of how Under Armour is about being tough and fouling people and shit.
Him, that Pacers dude that ain't really tough at all. Fake ass.
Yeah, David West.
Yeah, David West.
Yeah, that's what they need to be doing. Signing a bunch of the goons. Sign some of these goons. Udonis Haslam wears Under Armour. When I absolutely got to foul a nigga in his face.
did he get re-signed by Miami?
I don't know. That's, you know, they did make it sound like it was a foregone conclusion, and I haven't heard anything about it since.
That's who I need to see be re-signed, because I like UD.
Hey, man, they need to see him get re-signed, because he's going to come up there and be like, bitch, much money as I don't gave y'all back? Better not find out I got cut.
Pulling it over.
V. Stiviano says Donald Sterling is gay and she was his beard mistress.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. I can believe it.
Yeah, good for her.
Yep. She back in the news.
Also, he probably has a small dick.
Yep.
And what else? His breath stinks. What else do women say about men after a breakup? She can't call him broke. What yep. You can't call him. That's normally the next thing, and you broke.
She said she was not ever a sexual partner of Donald T. Sterling, which she has been consistent about from the beginning. I believe that Sterling is a homosexual and enjoys sexual acts and or sexual congress with males. This will make a lot of sense about how some of the things he said about the locker room. How he used to take women down there to look at the players' beautiful bodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, UD got re-signed with the Heat. Okay, he good.
Okay, good for him.
2 years, $6 million. Yep. Well, 5.5, but that's like six.
V back. Johnny Manziel got fined $12,000 for flipping a bird at the Steelers bench.
I guess it was worth it.
Maybe. Oh, Redskins bench.
Was it? I guess it was worth it. I don't know. Not to me.
I don't care.
I can think of a lot of things I could spend $12,000 on.
Here's the thing, dog. Johnny Manziel could be the next Ryan Leaf, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? Like, he in a bad situation with a bad team. It's only going to get worse and worse. And people are expecting the world out of him because Skip Bayless keep talking him up. And he don't really seem to have the maturity to, like, handle the shit right now. So I'm hoping that I'm wrong, and I'm hoping that he'll prove everybody wrong and be good. But as far as I'm concerned, he might as well be Ryan Leaf Jr., flipping people off on day one of fucking the first time you get to play, you know what I mean? Like, you already flipping niggas off. Like, that's never worked out well for anybody. You know what I mean? Who, name me the good player who flipped people off to start their career and then got over it.
Brian Cox?
Brian Cox did? I don't know. It's Brian Cox.
I don't know if he ever flipped anybody off. I just know he just talked shit in his interviews.
Nah, I mean.
But no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, nah, flipping the crowd. He's starting off the wrong way.
Yeah, like, because it's such a, like, bad look. And the people I know that have done it that I can think of are all people that I'm like, yeah, that nigga fucked up his life. He made bad decisions.
Yeah, not in the start. Terrell Owens is the only one I could think of that from the beginning, he was like, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't even take kind of a jerk. I'm talking about just the flipping the crowd off. Michael Vick did it, and how did that work out for him? Made bad decisions. Like, it's one of those moments where you like, yo, this dude might be a bad decision maker more so, like, to me. You know, maybe I'm looking too far into it. But when I see dudes do shit like this early in their careers, I'm like, I hope I'm wrong, but this seems like the mark of a bad decision maker.
Yep. Well, I think he been proved he's not the best decision maker when it comes to his activities.
Well, you know what's funny is I've always kind of cut him slack.
Because he was winning.
I don't really care about the wins.
That, and he had the black coach at the time.
I've always said Kevin Sumlin, I just didn't want him to get him fired. And it seems like Kevin Sumlin might have made it out the, like, we'll see this season for sure, but he made it without Johnny Football getting him fired. But most of the way that he made it was by what? Keeping this motherfucker out of the media.
Yep.
Now, you know, in Cleveland, now as a professional, you can't really control that shit. And when you go out there and start flipping people off, getting $12,000 fines, man, and you're not really good, it's just, it's a headache that people don't need. I don't know. I don't think he that good.
His passes look terrible. And that was the thing during that game against Washington. I couldn't decide if the defense was that good or he was just that bad.
Now, he was throwing behind niggas.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was noticing. That's one of the things I always notice, because it's the one. The reason I always notice it is because I hate when black quarterbacks do it. It's one of the like signs of like, shit, this quarterback might not be good. You know what I mean? When you be like, I want this black quarterback to be good, then they start throwing the ball behind people, you be like, fuck, he not good.
Yep.
Well, that's how I feel with this Johnny Manziel shit, where I was like, let's see what he got. And I watched like maybe the first quarter that he played, and I was like, he throwing the ball behind people. What? He's sorry. Like, he not, like, even if he's gonna be better, he's not good right now, so why are we talking about him?
Yep. He lost his job to somebody that shouldn't be in the NFL.
Dog, have you seen Brian Hoyer? He's 28 years old and has a bald head. This nigga took your job? Like, that's who got the job? That's who gets the job as middle manager. You know what I mean? Yep. At the cubicle. That's how you get the job in the accounting department, not football. When's the last time we had a prematurely balding 28-year-old good quarterback?
Man, at 28, normally teams are begging for a decent quarterback to come take his spot.
Right.
And they have to bench you.
28, which means even if he's good on Cleveland, they only have a few years of his ceiling. 28, and that's he took
his
your
ceiling. Job. That's yeah. his ceiling right now. Losing is his ceiling.
And he played two good games and got hurt last year. Come on, man. And I would even make it say, I would even say it's a stretch to call them both good games. Because one of them, he had three touchdowns and three interceptions. That ain't good. And he got your job. Man, get the fuck out of here.
All jokes aside, though, still want to see Manziel be great and party at the same time. I would love that, because that's great entertainment.
I just feel like he's going to be, like, I don't have any agenda against him, but I just feel like from what I've seen, I don't see it for him to be great on the field. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I ain't rooting against him, though. Even with me knowing he's so full of the white privilege, the coverage of him.
Like, I could see him with his own reality show and one of his baby moms. Yeah,
and Tony Dungy doesn't call him a distraction. Didn't say he wouldn't draft him. Thaddeus Young is part of the Minnesota Timberwolves Cavs trade.
They getting everybody.
Yeah, he's gonna be coming from Philly to Minnesota, according to sources. So,
what else is Cleveland giving up then to make this part of the deal?
Yeah,
they got to be giving up something else,
dude. Why does Philly want to let him go?
Because they getting something, man.
They like, oh no, he might help us win. We need more draft picks. See, y'all got somebody injured y'all can give us?
Is that extra stock or extra money in draft picks we don't know about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does each draft pick come with a $5 million bonus or something?
I guess. Maybe this explains why they don't have to give up. What was the other thing they wanted from the Cavs? Like, the next number one pick or something?
I don't know.
And they ended up not having to give up the number one pick? Maybe that's why. I don't know.
But what Cavs, they giving up something for they have to be getting something to the Sixers in order for the Sixers to be giving up Young.
Yeah, I don't even think the Sixers have a qualified roster.
Nope, unless the Sixers are getting that other dude that Minnesota throwing in the trade that nobody wants. I can't think of his name right now.
Luke Bob Amute?
No, you know that other guy, like, he real expensive, they trying to get him off the books?
Oh, shit, Kevin Martin.
Maybe they getting him.
Maybe. But
he probably going up because they're trying to get him off the books, and Cleveland don't need him.
Well, it sounds like they're getting Alexi Shved and Luke Bamute, according to this.
Oh.
And they're both expiring contracts, so they just want to get rid of the money. Damn, the Sixers are terrible. But, yeah, man, they're giving up talent. For money. Le'Veon Bell and LeGarrette Blount. Blount. Both will be charged with marijuana possession following a traffic stop Wednesday afternoon when they were headed to the plane to get on the team plane to go play a preseason football game.
Now, is it LeGarrette Blount the guy that punched a guy at a bowl game?
Yeah, and since he's been getting high, hadn't punched another dude since.
So I don't see the big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't marijuana legal there?
I don't know if it is or not.
Because they leaving wherever training camp at, and training camp is not in Pittsburgh.
A motorcycle officer was behind them and smelled a strong odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle.
Damn. They must have been smoking and riding.
Mm-hmm.
Was Black Jesus in the car with them? Damn. I mean, damn.
Belle Blount and a female passenger all claim ownership of the marijuana.
What? Why didn't only she claim ownership?
Them niggas is high and fucked up. Just say it's your weed. And we'll say it's our weed. Then they gonna have to let us all go because they ain't gonna know who weed it is. Think that's gonna work? Yeah, it's gonna work, nigga. Trust me, I'm high.
I do this all the time.
Belle, 22, was taken to a hospital to have blood drawn and expected to be charged with driving under the influence of
damn,
marijuana.
What? How do you agree to that?
I don't know. Well, I saw a quote from him. He so stupid. He really thought if you get high before you drive, that's not driving under the influence. He's like, nah, I smoked before I started driving. So it's probably wore off now. That's not how it works. It's like saying, oh no, I got drunk in the house. Then I drove. What's the problem, officer? I thought I was sober.
I'm not drinking and driving.
Yeah. Oh, what a dumbass.
LeGarrette Blount riding around with him.
That's going to be a hell of a 1-2 punch in the backfield.
Well, I still don't understand why if they have someone else in the car that doesn't make any money.
Here's why.
I thought about this yesterday, right?
Here's why. She might just be a jump off. And I'm not trusting you niggas. I wouldn't trust you niggas to call me back. The fuck, I'm gonna take a case for you. You know what I mean? Unless we're married, engaged, we got kids together, I'm not taking no fucking case.
She just needed on tape.
These two niggas probably ran a train on her before they got in the car. Now they want her to take an entire felony possession case for them, man. Fuck you. I'm doing shit.
I bet you they had a lot of weed in that car too, man.
It was a lot. It was a lot.
I can imagine.
They was going to take it to the airport.
I'm talking about suitcases full of weed.
Oh, no, it wasn't that much. It was like, I forget how much it was, but it was a lot.
They was about to take this on a trip with them.
It was like enough weed for the plane. You know what I'm saying?
For the weekend. They had enough for the weekend.
No, not the weekend. For like the team. You know what I'm saying?
Like it was a lot of weed.
Like they would drink, like they must have been bringing the weed for everybody.
They had everybody weed.
Yep.
they fucking up the weed.
I know niggas was nervous. Why y'all late? Man, y'all supposed to be here 2 hours ago. Oh man. Well, y'all got the weed at least. And that's why we late. Oh damn. But, yeah, that's, they whole backfield got caught with weed. Like, what they gonna do now? Do they have to serve the suspension at the same time?
Man, I don't know, but if I'm an NFL player and I like weapons, mm-hmm. illegal weapons, and I like drugs, I'm just gonna go to a custom car shop and have them build me a secret compartment. That's something.
You could do that. You could also not smoke when you drive. To the point where the cops behind you can smell.
Well, smoke. No, that would be smart.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about people that intentionally they know they're going to continuously break these rules.
Oh,
like if I'm going to continuously break these rules, I don't want to get caught when I get pulled over. If I'm driving through a stop for random checkpoint. You know what I'm saying? Like at least minimum, you could just have a compartment to hide your shit in real quick. That's accessible right there at the driver's seat. Not something you got to pop the trunk and go get.
That's why I...
Which I feel like they would have it installed in the trunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why you need a girl like Serena. Like, girl, just put them between the cheeks real quick. They ain't going to be able to smell it up in there.
They would let them do like black chicks, don't they?
I don't doubt it. That nigga don't. He don't see.
Nah,
he
remember
no.
He was cheating on his own wife that time. Remember he had a whole mistress and everything.
I know, but was it with a black woman? feel like that was with some probably skinny ass, normal looking white woman.
Google search now.
He seemed like the type of dude to cheat with a white woman, dog. He just seemed like that type. Old white men just seem so plain. You know what I mean? Like, old white men be seeming like they, I guess maybe it's because of Hugh Hefner. I just assume they all like the same type of white woman over and over and over. Like, that's not my fantasy at all. Nigga have all the selection of every type of flavor of woman, keep picking vanilla with blonde sprinkles on top. The fuck is wrong with you? 8 points after the touchdown were missed in the experimental preseason of kicking from 33 yards instead of the 2 yard line instead of the 15. So it says basically it was a 94% success rate as opposed to the regular season 99.6%. So we'll see if they try to change it or whatever, but just there you go.
You know what I mean? You made the rule change, keep it like it is. Yep, no, David Letterman, he likes him white.
Yeah, so disappointing. Told you, I can tell by how he's trying to hug her that he don't care. Because any nigga that like that ass is going to try to put that arm around the waist, bro.
I ain't even going to lie. Serena can't get away with no church hug with me. She getting the full, we go together.
you got to try.
Ass grab.
You got to try to put that arm in the small of her back, bro. You got to try it. Now, it might not work, but, I mean, God damn it.
I'm going to stick out the hand like I'm going for a handshake and pull her close.
Mm-hmm.
And grab both them ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
Tell her,
I love you. We should be together. Let's get out of here.
Let's catch a plane.
The Redskins players showed solidarity with Ferguson protests. The defensive backs walked out of the tunnel with their hands up, don't shoot protesting.
Good for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now when y'all gonna protest the name?
Yeah.
The team.
Yeah.
One thing at a time, I feel you.
Yeah, you know. How about hands up, y'all knock one of them fucking passes down this year? How about that? how about y'all have to y'all need to start worrying more about Andre Brown than Mike Brown, because y'all niggas suck on defense.
And yes.
It's time for y'all to damn step up this year. But nah, man, that's dope. Anytime athletes take a stance politically on something and, you know, want to use that platform to make, like, a point, I love it.
All the Washington team did it, or just the defense?
The defense, it sounds like. Okay. Their secondary emerged from the stadium tunnel to pregame introductions, hands raised and palms forward. It was a show of solidarity with the people of Ferguson who are protesting the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown.
Yeah.
11 players took part as a team were preparing to face the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, because I don't imagine Robert being a part of that.
Yeah, me neither. Guys, this is not a good idea.
Yeah, he probably blaming Mike Brown for some part of the reason he got shot.
Safety Ryan Clark said, Brown could have been any one of us. That could have been any one of our brothers, our cousins. Whenever you get an opportunity to make a statement and be more than a football player, it's good.
Good for you, Ryan Clark.
Yep.
And it's first year on the team. He out here making an impact.
I love it. Luis Suarez has promised to stop biting people. So he's done.
No, your skin tastes like bacon. No, I want to suck your blood.
He says he's done, guys. He will not bite again with Barcelona.
Ain't that like bologna? Is that what he said?
Yeah. It was an event that he spoke at that was delayed more than 5 weeks because of his suspension for biting an opponent at the World Cup. He said he's ready to erase his history of bad behavior and start fresh.
New blood.
Start fresh with some fresh fixings.
He got his teeth sharpened up while he was on that break.
He need to embrace it. Like, if I was him, I'd start doing stuff like coming on the field with like a plate of sides. Like, oh shit, he got macaroni and cheese and fucking waffle fries. Y'all better watch out. Looking for something to go with this. Need a little protein. I say to all the fans, don't worry, because I won't do that anymore. He sunk his teeth into the shoulder of Italian defender Giorgi Chiellini at the World Cup in June, earning him a 4-month ban, further damaging his already tarnished reputation.
He just mad he missing 4 months of checks. I mean, could you imagine? Well, I mean, people lose their job all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's 4 months of no income, and you can't file for unemployment.
It sounds like he bit off more than he could chew. Suspension is what it is, and I have to accept it. After what happened, I didn't want to do anything. I was depressed. But while I was with my wife and children, I had to accept reality. I asked for forgiveness as I had to do, and now I have to think about the present.
Think he ain't getting no nookie during that time either?
Probably put his foot in his mouth. Of course, I was worried, but not only about the transfer to Barcelona, but also about myself. For what I had done, I try to erase it. The lesson I take from it is personal. I try to forget it.
Try to forget it? No, you should remember this.
Yeah. Write down on your arm every time before you get on the field. Do not bite people.
Yep.
Biting is wrong. Oh, that's right.
I forget about that. So when it happened again, he could be like, oh, I forgot I wasn't supposed to do that.
I got so hungry. Oklahoma, a college, showed that they're tougher than the NFL. They suspended their freshman running back, Joe Mixon, for the season after pleading not guilty to a misdemeanor charge of assault. He pleaded not guilty.
Yeah,
and they suspended him for the whole season. What did he do? Knocked the woman unconscious with a punch and broke several bones in her face.
Damn, he got a one-hit acquittal.
Mm-hmm.
Or a woman's face is just that fragile?
You know, two purposes.
But damn, he broke several bones.
They suspended him for a year. He will be permitted to continue as a student, eligible for financial aid. Because he's good at football.
Financial aid, though?
Because he's good at football.
I wouldn't want him in my class.
They said financial aid, though, yeah. They didn't hit him with that scholarship.
Yeah, he lost that.
Yeah, you can get some financial aid if you want to do that.
Yeah, apply. Hopefully your parents don't make too much.
Because
otherwise you're going to have to take out a loan.
Yep.
And he probably blame her.
You know he do. Why would you provoke me to have to do that? Stephen A. was right.
I know
he was on Twitter talking about retweet everything Stephen A. said.
You women need to watch y'all mouth egging him on. Messed up that boy future because he can't control himself because of your mouth.
Stop provoking him.
All she had to do instead of opening her mouth with words, open it up and then suck some dick. That's all she had to do.
All y'all opinions and shit. Don't nobody want to hear that.
A woman with a thought.
An ex-Iowa coach denies bullying her players.
That sounds like a lie.
Dog, what they say? First of all, the word bullying has gone too far. Like, she was probably abusing to her players, but bullying makes it sound like she was going, Johnson, get over here! And then, like, pulling a wedgie or spitting in their ear or something. You know what I mean? Like, knocking their books out their hand. Like,
I mean, did she talk to them about their feminine hygiene?
Because
I feel like anything less than that, I don't know if it was if she did it.
You get your
wrong.
Dirty pussies over here, you stank bitches.
How many times have I told you to wash your pussies before you come to practice? You dirty bitches.
Jackson, did you douche this morning like I told you? You smell like a burning Indian garbage.
That's it. We're going to the showers. I'm washing all of you now.
Grease Bomb said she
they can't be her name. They can't be her name.
Oh man. Yeah, Grease Bomb. Ah,
that's got to be a typo, man.
Oh, I got cramp from laughing.
that's a typo. That's
she was fired August 4th. Now she finally spoke about it. She said she did nothing to justify the abrupt end of her 14-year tenure leading one of Iowa's most successful women's athletic programs. She denied claims she created an atmosphere of intimidation, including verbal abuse, bullying, and communication problems that caused some players to quit and upset their parents.
14 years kicked out like that? Bitch, you did something.
Yeah.
But let me say this, to all y'all listening to this show, this is the culture y'all created, giving kids trophies for coming in fifth place. Everybody gets a trophy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's a winner. This is the culture y'all created.
Y'all make them quit. As a veteran coach, I was terminated because of fear and intimidation. I would say I deserved it, but it's not warranted. I have conducted myself as a...
It was deserved.
So you did it or not?
Not warranted. I'm confused.
Sound like you did it. That's the shit you say when you did it. Listen, I was terminated because of fear and intimidation. I would say I deserved it, but it's not warranted, okay?
I mean, maybe I was seeing other women, but... Maybe I did deserve for my wife to divorce me, but it was unwarranted.
No, if I got caught cheating, I deserve to get divorced. But I say it's not warranted, okay?
It's not warranted. She didn't have to do me like that.
If it says, I have conducted myself as an utmost professional every single day of my career. I don't want to cite any specific accusations, but there's a lot of untruths and a lot of fabrications being stirred up by a group of student athletes who once played here. She's 48 years old. She got them to the tournament championships, 2006, 2007, 2008.
You know, because they not saying anything specific, sex with the players.
Nah, I think she was bullying niggas. I believe it.
I think she was intimidating them.
No, they saying something specific. She's trying to say it's not specific. She's like, if they said that, that's what they said. But they said... She was out here bullying and intimidating these kids and making them quit the team.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you need to go ahead and get naked.
Yeah, let me see them titties, Becky.
Because, I mean, no judging, but she looked like she likes women.
Mm-hmm. And you know how we feel about that here. Just like Michael Sam, if you gay, you gonna take it.
And I can imagine them young girls running around, glistening.
With water all over they body.
She out there washing they pussies. It's only a matter of time before she decided to take it.
Let me check your hygiene personally. It's just proof that people who know me know how I behave. Ideally, I should be on the field right now. I shouldn't be sitting at home in front of my computer. Parents.
looking at
these pussies. Two parents of two other athletes came forward earlier this year to complain about mistreatment. I talked to them about the team environment being intimidated. I told them I believe students were unwilling to come forward for fear that they would be identified and subsequently retaliated against. Let's see. They advocated for one student who complained about being mistreated by a grease bomb. The woman received a settlement requiring the university to pay her tuition and the scholarship was ended. Oh, shit. Yeah, dog, that's not good. Like, anytime they pay the person, it's something you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, they wouldn't give away a free scholarship if they didn't feel like they had to.
And typically that's around what? Sexual misconduct. That's the only time. Think about any lawsuit you've heard of. Michael Jackson, Kobe, any of them dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual misconduct, man.
Yeah, you might be on something. I'm not going to knock you. Coaching tips were called bullying, she wrote.
She recalls bullying. So she bragging about the bullying.
No, she said her coaching tips were called bullying.
Oh.
Not recalls. Oh. She says, Griezmann said several players quit during her tenure, but there wasn't one theme or reason why. I don't know, man. We pay these motherfucking scholarships and they keep quitting. So it's on you somehow. You know what I mean? Like... Yep. I don't know what you're doing wrong. Maybe you're fucking them too hard, but whatever you're doing, it's got to stop. You know what I mean? So, speaking of female relationships in college basketball, WNBA player Brittany Garner got engaged to Glory Johnson.
Up top on that.
Yep.
Shouts out to you, Britt, and your girlfriend.
She proposed to Johnson and both posted on social media with Grinder showing a photo of her on one knee with a ring in her hand in front of Johnson on her Instagram account. Grinder plays for the Phoenix Mercury and Johnson for the Tulsa Shock. Now, I don't know how the fuck they supposed to make it. You know what I mean? They don't even play for the same team.
What's she look like, though?
Is this their picture together right there? I don't know.
That's hard. It's too many women.
Like they both holding hands. We can find a picture on Instagram, right? If they, right? Griner propose. Let me see if we can find an image of it. I just love how when it's two women, is like they gay, it's completely different. Completely different. And Michael Sam would have proposed to another NFL player, man, niggas would lose their mind. Why does this have to be on my TV screen every day?
She look a little bit like Kenya McBee that went to Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Putting a picture in the chat for y'all.
Brittany got some decent taste. Go ahead, girl. Do your thug thizzle.
I feel you, Britt.
Shit.
Yeah.
Do your thing.
Yeah, she like she macking on her too. Girl, come on over here in this bar.
Light skin for
up
the
in
win.
This club. Up in this club. But yeah, man. Brittany got up on that, man.
Brittany like she'll take it from her. Whether she wanted to get engaged or not, she was going to be engaged.
Rape has been the theme of this show today. Jesus Christ.
Tell people to stop being rapey.
Everybody's taking it. Justin sees raping everything. Coaches, players.
That one coach was taking it, though.
Okay, man. I mean, according to you, everybody was. Tony Stewart raped that dude when he hit him with the car. Jesus Christ. Well,
the Redskins. The Redskins. I have raping folks.
Raping folks on defense. Just making stances for politics. But yeah, man. So good for them, man. Griner got engaged. Now, I mean, do they still play hard against each other in the next game or no?
Nope. Like,
would she take a charge?
Depends on how the night before was.
Right. Floyd Mayweather was doing a radio drop, and let's just say 50 Cent started some shit earlier, first of all. He challenged Floyd Mayweather to read for charity.
I thought they was homeboys.
What happened to the money team, man?
They not part of the money team no more?
Like, what happened to Ray J? Remember the money team?
Ray J still claim money team.
Yeah.
But I thought 50 was a part of it too. He not?
I don't know.
Apparently
Floyd was, I thought he was too. He was. They were. Floyd Mayweather has been beefing with numerous rappers of late. He fought T.I. at Fatburger. He blasted Nelly. And Nelly blasted him for being a high school dropout on ESPN. He also is dating Mayweather's ex-fiance, but no beef has been more entertaining than Mayweather's fallout with former friend 50 Cent.
Nelly fucked everything, don't he?
Yeah.
He fucked, what's the football player? Got them assault charges for fucking with Nelly? X? You know, Hardy. Greg Hardy.
Just a tip, Gerald.
Nelly fucks everything, boy.
Max.
how many women he said? How many pussies you think I could get at this, rally for Mike Brown? I bet you I get more pussy than women in college.
Dog, I had the worst thought. I didn't even tweet it. I had the worst thought this week. How many niggas you know went out there because they seen some bitches on that fucking... I was like, oh, look at that ass. Goddamn, how many bitches out there?
Going out to the rally, dog.
You know somebody did. You know somebody did.
Man, I'm about to drive up there, man.
I didn't even tweet it because I was like, people going to get mad. But you know I'm right. Yeah. I guarantee it was a nigga at home like, man, fuck a fucking protest. Oh, hold up. Damn, they got some hoes out there.
Hold on. Rewind that real quick. Yeah. Bro, Paul, right there, right. You see that ass on that one? And her friend, too?
Yeah, who that sitting next to Talib Kweli? Shit, I'm going out there, man.
This weekend, as soon as I get off.
About to make me a sign right now. What is it, hands down?
Get me a fresh outfit?
Yeah, hands down, pants down, what we saying?
These new J's?
Yeah. Hands up, pants up? Nope, that's not what it is. Whatever it is, I'm about to go out there. But Mayweather started the latest round accusing the trio of rappers riding his coattails for publicity. What's so crazy is this. You know, when people are not relevant and they're not moving units like they once were moving, you got to realize, I've been relevant for 18 years, Mayweather said. God has blessed me with unbelievable talent, with fast feet, fast hands, unbelievable defense, and a very, very sharp mind. So I'm thankful for that. Of course, hip-hop artists, they come and go. They'll come and go, but I'm still here. So 50 Cent heard it, and 50 Cent posted on Instagram.
Woke up, I looked at the computer. The computer say, Floyd said, fuck T.I., fuck Nelly, fuck 50. I'm like, what'd he say fuck me for? Nelly fucked your first baby mama, Melissa, then took your fucking fiance. Say fuck that nigga.
All right, so that was 50's first one. Then he wasn't done. Followed up with a challenge by challenging Mayweather to read one page of Harry Potter book with no screw ups. In exchange to 750.
Harry Potter though.
Harry Potter. In exchange for a $750,000 donation to charity in the ASL, ESL, correction, ASL, ELS challenge. I think they mean ALS.
Yo, it ain't that complicated.
Come on, 50. Come on, 50.
So. This is a special ASL, ELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to. Fuck the bucket of ice, man.
They just threw a bucket of ice water off the balcony of his home.
What those initials stand for? The ALCS, NBDL.
I challenge you to the AFC, NFC, West Coast Challenge. So that was earlier. Then somebody went and found Floyd Mayweather trying to read a radio drop. Because I was like, damn, man, that's going in on him kind of hard.
Of him reading drops. Now, this is the drop.
Oh, my goodness.
He was reading. Envy, I need you to time me on this, okay?
All right.
I'm going to read this drop.
Hold on. Let me get my...
Now, keep in mind, Charlamagne's not the best reader either, so we don't know how long this is going to take.
I need the exact time, okay?
This is disrespectful, but let's go.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to showyourstripes.org, a website that connects veterans with employees and helps business find candidates with the best training. How long was that?
10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds. This is Floyd Mayweather.
Wait.
This is not nice.
10 seconds.
This is disrespectful. Are you sure?
Shut the hell up. I'm always sure. I don't give a damn. Okay? This is Floyd Mayweather reading the 10-second drops I just did.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes... Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement to support... Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org.
They looping that, man. I feel like they looping that.
A website.
Hold on.
Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay. The website that connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement to support hiring vets.
Okay, that's enough, okay, guys. So you get the point. That's enough. Please.
Okay, hold on. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to showyourstripes.org, a website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. 1-800-585-1051. Right. My good people are beautiful listeners. Just call up and tell us what you think of Floyd Mayweather.
This is so mean. Okay, so clearly he can't read that well.
I don't know if he can read or not.
Now he sounds like he can't read that well at all.
Well, I need to know. Maybe 50 was on to something.
Did he send you a TMT hat?
A whole package of crows.
I got nothing but respect for Floyd Mayweather. He's one of the greatest. He's the greatest defensive fighter of all time. But I got a show to do. I got to sell tickets too, baby. Okay? He likes to put on a show. I like to put on a show too. All right? This is for our listeners' benefit. All right? This is things that they don't get to hear. 1-800-585-1051. Call up here right now. Tell us what you think of Floyd Mayweather's reading skills. It's the world's most dangerous morning.
Dog. What the fuck? The good news is we'll never have to worry about him giving us any Game of Thrones spoilers. I mean, you know. Pretty sure we're safe on that end. Nigga, what? Dog, you sound like, well, you learn to read. You know what I mean?
Man,
well,
they was looping it. I'm not even going.
Like, that's the only thing that was missing from iHeart Radio. Okay. Oh, man. Floyd can't read, dog.
Thing is, man, like,
he's a woman beater. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
He knows he has trouble reading.
I'm
shocked he didn't have somebody previously go over it with him before they was recording.
Man, they probably with that on the fly. They probably like, oh, can you do a drop for us before you leave? He's like, oh, shit. What was his face like when he figured out he had to do that drop, boy? Hey, before you leave, Floyd, man, we're trying to collect some money for the veterans. And we have a lot of, like, everybody comes to the studio. We have read a drop about collecting money. Can you do that for us? Oh, man. Yeah, man, no problem. It might take me a while. You know, I ain't got my glasses with me. Sure, buddy. Sure. Anyway, man. Maybe
he didn't have his reading glasses on that time. You know, his reading shades.
Mm-hmm. That's what it was. So, I guess you shouldn't talk that shit about 50.
Yeah, you know, because 50, that's all 50 do is insult people. But he would not want to talk about them hands.
Nope.
With Floyd.
I mean, you just got to hope you don't fight him. Don't run up on him. Snoop Dogg on the Steelers, offensive coordinator Ty Haley. Fire that motherfucker.
Man, the Pittsburgh Steelers need a new fucking offensive coordinator. This guy sucks. Coach Tomlin, this is Snoop Dogg, man. Fire that motherfucker and get us a real offensive coordinator. We ain't won a playoff game since we had this bum fucker, man. Shit.
Snoop. Just go on Instagram. I love Instagram now. Celebrities just go on there and just talk shit.
Can we just address him in his perm? I thought you were Snoop Lion and all about peace and all this other stuff. You forgot? You back? Snoop Dogg, you back? No more Snoop Lion?
Okay. I love that he's talking with a wrap on his head.
That little said.
Keep that perm nice.
Okay.
Fire this motherfucker.
But Mike Tomlin, you should fire somebody before it's you.
Yeah, because it's gonna be you next. Because you're black.
All jokes aside, though,
you still black.
That is some good advice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You still the black one. The NFL wants potential Super Bowl halftime acts to pay for the right to play. Now, keep in mind, they don't pay you to perform. Everyone that performs the Super Bowl has to play for free. Now they want the NFL to get a cut of your tour performances and pay them for the halftime gig.
Sounds about right.
And the acts they want: Rihanna, Katy Perry, and Coldplay.
And all of them gonna say no.
Well, all of them are too big. Like, if you want to make people pay, you're gonna be getting a lot of people that need a hit.
Cujo.
Yeah, you're gonna get a lot of
Cujo Goody.
You get a lot of Goody Mob without CeeLo.
No disrespect, Cujo.
You gonna get a lot.
Because he will find the audio for this to listen. But it's no disrespect. I'm just saying. I know I had C on the show in a while, bro.
Hey, man.
Good music for Goody Mob, though, man. You was putting out good music.
They gonna be getting a lot of C-list acts, dog.
But don't come looking for me, Cujo.
Need a lot of niggas that really want They really need that last hit. Kid Rock. Kid Rock gonna be like, remember me?
Rashida.
Yeah, you love the cast of Love and Hip Hop. They'll pay.
Jackson, the Puerto Rican princess.
Puerto Rican princess.
She gonna be on though.
Mama D gonna perform her song.
Little Scrappy, he'll be out there.
What's Mama D's song name? Something about love. Her mother's love.
I don't know. So, but all of them gonna be on though.
I think because they feel like they made Dude from last year.
Bruno.
Yeah, I think because a lot of people did for the first time. I've saw a lot of people go, I didn't think he would do a good job, and he did such a good job. Now I want to see him live. I think that they think that you can do that with anybody. No, these people are bigger than the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he actually played some decent songs.
Mm-hmm. And he played the drums. I mean, he just did a good performance.
Yep.
Rihanna can't sing. People only go to her concerts because they want to fuck her.
Yep. They should play that song. That dude that with the Kevin Garnett headphones.
Mm-hmm.
He would do that concert.
Yeah,
he needs it.
They need to let play some of that Mama D. I Deserve, though. What you know about this?
Get your morning started the right way with the AM Caffeine Morning Show.
I thought a mother's kind of love was supposed to be.
Put your lighters up.
From here, but above.
The queen is here.
The day you left this world,
it's the mama.
Much to my surprise,
Mama D. New Bangle.
From you inside, you denied, and you're the reason why I dedicate my life.
Why they use this picture of her with the dog, man?
We got laughing at the song.
Yeah.
On the video, it had one picture, and then it scrolled to another one, and the other picture that it came up was hilarious. her Mama D and her cute face. That's her duck. Her duck look pose? That's her duck look face?
Whatever happened to the dog? You remember this dog?
He gave that dog to you know, the Compton girl. What's her name? Barbie.
Oh, she did?
What's her name? You know the girl.
Barbie.
Yeah, her. Whatever her
Bambi.
Name. Bambi. Bambi. Yeah, her. Remember he gave Bambi a puppy?
Oh, you think it was the same dog?
Yes.
Go ahead and give you this puppy is naive.
I'm coming in the funny is naive, right?
Yeah.
He came into my life, gave me love from above. Makes me want to sing. Doesn't matter.
I forgot the word.
What they say, but she stays. And all that we've been through, your love has brought us through. It doesn't matter what they say.
Man, the best part of this was they used this as the ending song for the season finale Monday. So that means people was talking over it.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, but you know how they do they force the narrative because, like,
yep,
people's stories didn't come to a good end, but they always act like it did. So it'll be like, some of them was real petty and shit. It's like, you know, I realized that I tried to date somebody else, but I had to go back to Scrappy. But even though we're not dating, maybe we are better off as friends. Because right now, it's all about Imani.
I deserve.
You know, I met Althea, and I realized that sometimes love is about more than just smashing the homie. You know, and me and Sleazo, you know, we trying to stay tight. We got to get Jocelyn up from around him so we can hang out. But you know what? It is what it is. Like, that was the whole ending to that. I got Young Jock off that track, and I said, I'm going to leave him in the trap because that's where it's going down. Like, oh, petty niggas. Anyway, sources, the NBA fined the Raptors $25,000 because that fuckboy Drake was talking about them getting Kevin Garnett.
I'm shocked they didn't cut him. Good for the Raptors.
They did offer them the chance to cut Drake as a spokesman for the team.
Yep.
I would have.
Nah. He bring them way more attention and fans that Toronto hasn't had in years.
But why not just go to a real fan like Snow? He from Toronto.
Because he not hot like Drake is.
Is he? Is he not, dog?
Drake's still out here selling records.
I feel like a lot of y'all front on my man Snow, but y'all know y'all fuck with that Informer, dog. Come on, dog.
I'm not saying he didn't have that one song.
Come on, you know you fuck with that 12 Inches of Snow album. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
Snow, they came around looking for you. He had a whole album?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I thought he only had one good song. This is not it.
Informer.
Oh, this is it.
As they keep on down. As they keep on down.
Yeah, they need to stick with Drake. Now, stick with Drake.
Why can't he say something? He wouldn't say nothing about Kevin Durant. Guarantee
stick,
it.
Stick with Drake.
Oh, what about Caution? That was he one of those rappers from up there, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
They need to stick with Drake. They did the right thing.
All right,
good for them, because I thought they was going to release him. So good for them.
Yeah. He probably be going to sing to Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. Just hold on. We're going home. Going home.
I don't know why he don't just
to
get
Toronto.
Durant number. Cash Money can't get you his number?
Mm-hmm. You couldn't have texted him that?
You might want to join The Rock. Cause
you know sure. They told I don't care what you say, though. You know they told his ass, don't let the shit happen again. Like $25,000 is enough one time.
You like when Nick... GM said, fuck, who was he saying? Fuck
yeah, he
you
said, fuck Brooklyn. Like, Toronto up there living dangerously, ain't they?
I love it.
Kind of some thug life going on in Toronto. RG3 vows to improve his quarterback slots.
Thank you. Yo, we talked about that? I thought he was going to die on Monday night.
Hey, man, let me tell you how shook RG3 had me. I have him in a keeper league, right? Now, in a keeper league, like, I have to pick between, like, let's say four people. There's restrictions, but I have to pick between, like, four or five people that I can keep every year, right?
Yep.
He's in the category where I can't drop him. Like, no matter what, I have to keep RG3. Now, most people would look at that and go, well, shit, you got your starting quarterback squared away for next year.
Nope.
I traded Adrian Peterson and kept Peyton Manning. Because I'm that scared of RG3. I can't do it. I can't watch him play a game. When I try to watch him play, I'll be too scared.
I thought he was going to die, man.
I thought he was going to die. And that was, the slide was actually the second stupidest play he did. Did you see the one where he didn't run out of bounds and yes. Joe Hayden and them could have fucked him up? They basically like hit him three times, but Joe Hayden had like, an angle where he could have fucked him up, but yes. He just pushed him out like, come on, man.
And then I was on the phone with nephew watching the game, and I was talking shit about Dallas.
Yeah.
And that nigga got hit. I said, oh, Lord, we done for the season. Please get up. And nephew was like, and then right there, why are we going to go to the playoffs and y'all won't?
Dude, Jeremy Maclin had a play where he just ran and stomped his knee. And I was watching it at the bar set, done for the season. Done for our season is done. This nigga hurt again.
I'm still waiting for reports, you know, because you know they'll hold out till right before the next game.
Well, he came back and played like the next, like, well, the rest of the game. But
he did the same thing but already.
But I was like, no, nigga, like, you know, like, it was just one of those moments where I was like, even if it's today's not the day, it's just a sign that you never gonna learn.
This is the thing I thought. We need to get rid of our coach right now. Cause if I'm the coach, I'm Gruden, this is my first year. After that first hit, I call a timeout. I go out on the field just like on baseball when they snatch them pitchers off the mound. I take his ass out the game right then. You are done for today. Learn how to fucking slide. You're not getting back in. Right then and there, he had to come out the game, man.
Yep.
That's what Shanahan should have did.
I can't stand him. I can't stand him. I want him to do so well, but it's like when you watch him, it makes you appreciate how smart Cam and Russell are.
Yep.
Because they be like, I'm not taking this hit, nigga. Are you stupid? Like, Cam Newton big as shit, and I've seen him walk into a pile, and it's like a couple of niggas waiting on him, and he just lay down. Like, nope.
Can we get the telephone ring?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got you. Hold on.
I'm getting the telephone ring.
Get my sound effect.
This is after the game. All
right. After the game.
After the game.
Why is it freezing? Go light. Dog, I don't know why it's not working.
They don't want me to joke him with the midnight. Who is this motherfucker calling? What you want, young boy? What you want?
Mr. McNabb, it's me, RG3.
I got call ID on my phone. What am I, slow or something?
Hold on a second. Hey man, can you put the ice a little higher up on my knee, man? I don't know if you watched the game tonight. We played Cleveland.
Actually, I don't watch your games.
You don't watch my game? But you're an analyst. You're supposed to watch.
I know what happened. You did something stupid. Got hit. Out there playing reckless.
Oh, so you saw the highlights? Yeah, I was.
No. I don't need to see your highlights. I saw the first few games. I tried to get a call, let you know about these things. But, yeah, I know you played reckless. You probably got hit again. Coach didn't take you out because he don't care about your career.
Yeah, I was.
What do you want?
Well, I was calling you because.
Hold on. My beautiful brown.
Oh, okay.
My beautiful brown wife wants to give me a kiss real quick. Hey, I love you too, baby. Yeah, I love you too, dude.
What you want?
Get out.
Robert. No, I'm not taking a picture with my hands up. Get out of here, DBs. Jesus.
What you want, Robert?
He probably shouldn't have been wearing his pants down. He's a fucking thug. Anyway, I was calling because, you know, I hurt my leg a little bit. And I was wondering if you could teach me how to slide, because I know that you like.
Hey, did you? My wife just showed me a video of you rapping about Pop Rocks.
Because that
looked like you, Pop Rocks.
Yeah, that was me and my fiance and one of her friends. You know, it looked.
This a boy, you a wild boy.
Yeah.
You made this?
Like 2 seasons ago.
Oh, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense. You still out here making videos?
Hold on. Can you elevate my knee a little bit?
You got a music career?
No.
Because you're not going to be playing football too much longer.
Well, that's why I'm calling you, actually. I want to learn how to play football for the rest of my life. And, you know, I've been working on my slides.
You want a long NFL career?
Yes, sir.
Like mine. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. And I've been working on my slides.
You want some Campbell soup commercials, too?
Yes, sir.
Because I remember you had something to say one time before about my Campbell soup commercials.
I don't know what I was thinking. Because
you almost said something about my mom. I was about to catch a flight out there to watch this.
That was a whole different me, sir. That was a whole different, you know, before. That's why I thanked you for taking my call that time, because I learned so much about, you know, humility and, you know, how to be a good person. So. If you could just tell me how to slide.
Oh, so Robert, hold on real quick. Baby, look, I don't know why this motherfucker keep calling me. I tried. Yes, baby, look, I know you told me because he black, I need to start treating him a little better. But I tried, baby. He just don't want to listen. He's still out here talking about him supporting Mike Brown, and is he a thug?
Get out of here. Get out of the locker room. I told you. I'm not taking a picture in that shirt.
I want to work with him, baby. I want to work. Look, I want to work with him. But he's like Don Lemon, okay? He's like Don Lemon. He's the NFL's Don Lemon.
Get out of the room. Oh, okay. I'm using the training facility already.
Okay, baby.
No more black players in here.
I handle it. Robert, you there? Robert, you still there? Robert?
Get out of here, guys. I'm not taking an Instagram picture with my hands up. I'm sorry.
Robert, you still there?
If you just would obey the police, you don't have to worry about this. Mr. McNabb, you still there?
You still there? Okay, listen, I talked it over with my wife, and I'm going to give you some advice, all right?
Yes, sir.
stay black. Don't call this motherfucking number again.
What? Oh. Mr. McNabb, hello. Oh, all right, well, I guess I had to learn how to slide from the Washington.
You know, he called McNabb right after that game. Yeah.
Did you learn how to slide from playing baseball? I think I learned how to slide, get my ass down.
Is that a soccer slide? You watch? Yeah. You thought because you watch FIFA or something, you can do that?
This, the one time I didn't slide, I hurt myself. Of course, I fucking slide every time. Stupid. What's wrong with him?
Man, he is stupid,
dog,
man.
It's infuriating as a black person that wants him to do well. I had to opt out. It's too hard to watch. Man, I mean, looking at him like, look at this stupid. And dog, when he stumped his knee and he tried to get up and start hobbling, I had all the flashbacks, Justin. All the flashbacks, nigga. I thought about every time he did something stupid, should have came out the game and kept playing and hurt himself worse.
I don't know why you still have him.
Dude, I can't drop him because of the way the league is. Like, certain players, if you could keep them for, like, the first 3 years of their career, right? Well, you could, like this year, you draft 3 rookies. Then... Yep. You could keep one of those rookies for the next year. And if they're still good, then you keep them for the next year too. It don't count against you. You know, you like, if you drop them, you don't get an extra roster spot either. You just
lost a player.
Right.
And a spot.
Right. So it's like, I had to keep him, but
I feel you.
He can't be my quarterback. I can't stand to watch him.
Terrell Owens tears.
Yeah. It's too hard.
Oh, man.
I'll be watching this little nigga like, dog, just run out of bounds. Oh, God, he's dead. Karen, he dead. Oh, God, that's my team. That's my whole team right there. He getting up? Oh, but look at me walking all fucked up, man. Get out the game. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's so bad, man. I hope they draft a good quarterback. I hope they get Jameson.
Yeah, me too. MIA, James Winston.
I don't know why I can't pronounce that James name right. I've been fucking up his name.
That was a new version, though.
I think I seen him. He was like, who? Yeah. I was like, Jameson, you know, Winston, the boy out of Florida State.
the liar. The crab thief.
Praise God.
The crab leg thief. Oh, okay.
You know, Ray Lewis, illegitimate son.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Ray.
Accused rapist, you know. So the NFL settled out of court with MIA. They wanted to charge her $1.5 million for flipping the middle finger during the Super Bowl, but they didn't disclose how much. They were also seeking an extra $15.1 million in damages.
So they got some money though, is what they did.
So MIA tweeted at Madonna, "Can I borrow $16 million?" But they settled out of court, man. So
yeah, the NFL. So they gonna start getting this money from these other singers, then, man.
I guess so. Like, if you gonna flip out the bird, you need the Chargers.
Why? I bet you looking right now at Johnny Manziel like 12,000.
Yep.
That's all.
Shit. You know who else is looking at him like that? Jimmy Graham. Jimmy Graham got fined $30,000 for his preseason dunks.
Damn.
Yep. Preseason celebrations of touchdowns. $30,000. Now here's the thing.
We know he ain't got the money.
Right. That's my problem with this bullshit. This bitch complained all this offseason about how he ain't being paid right. And he need to be paid like a wide receiver.
He can't feed his kids off that tight end money.
Bitch, you out here dugging? That's like wearing some new Jordans talking about you owe somebody some money. The fuck is wrong with you, Jimmy Graham?
Well, you better take that ball and throw it and flip it to the referees and say, here you go.
Sir. Here you go, sir. Are you serious?
How many preseason games have they played?
Two. This will be the third one for most people. So, yeah.
Has he even gotten a real check then? Because they don't get real checks for preseason, do they?
Nope.
Right. He ain't even made $30,000 yet this summer.
Right.
He owed more than he. They were like, we need to talk to you about a balance. What you mean? I just got 2 checks. Yeah, but see, you only made $10,000 so far. You owe us another $20,000. What you mean I owe you money?
$30,000 for 2 dunks? Nigga, you don't need the money. he'll be laying this shit up, finger rolling. If it was, you can't finger roll, bro. You can't do a reverse.
I always said finger roll harder than taking.
Shoot a jump shot, something. Good grief, Jimmy Graham.
Stick up your middle finger.
Yeah.
It's a lot cheaper to, after you score, to stick your middle finger up.
Jerry Jones stuck his middle finger up by saying that he was not actually his son said that Jerry Jones was gonna draft Johnny Manziel and had him picked out and everything, and then he told him not to, and then Jerry Jones said that's bullshit. He wasn't. So I don't believe his son. I don't believe him. This the same dude that had pictures with them hoes.
It's not me.
And he was also, nah, them wasn't my hoes. What? Jerry Jones, you a goddamn lie.
He lied to y'all every year.
Yeah.
Playoffs made some improvements. Good
going
team.
To the playoffs.
Going deep in the playoffs. Tony Romo is our quarterback of the now and the future.
Linda Cohn is suing an ice rink after that change machine fell on her. Cut her arm.
Who?
Linda Cohn, the
a
sports
change?
Center. Change machine at the
like
ice rink.
Stick a dollar in to get 50 cents back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn, what? She was. Man, they need to sue her because I guarantee you she was shaking the damn machine because it kept her money.
Some kids playing in an arcade knocked over a metal machine onto my arm, 25 stitches.
Sue them kids.
She continues to endure great pain and suffering, continues to be unable to engage in attending all daily activities, pursuits, and pleasures associated with her person and station in life.
She was shaking the machine, tried to blame it on some kids.
Get my goddamn change. Ouch! Well, I believe her because I like her. That's it. Oh, you thought I was going to have some hard-hitting analysis? Nope. Just like me some Linda Cohn. Grew up watching her on SportsCenter. The 49ers are replacing their entire turf already.
Didn't they just been... We just reported on this at the end of the year, right?
Yep. I don't blame them, man. Turf matters. That's, you know what? That's what the fucking Redskins need to be thinking about doing. Cause RG3 ain't never gonna learn to slide, man. Just give that nigga like, some silly prosthetic turf.
But isn't turf worse?
Nah,
it's to land on when you get hit.
It's the new type of turf they got. Oh, okay. It's like half dirt, half turf. That shit is good. But yeah, they gotta do something, man.
They need to make that, they need to make the ground soft like at the playgrounds for kids. That type of ground for him to get tackled on too. His ass.
So yeah, they replacing the turf. All right,
how they gonna pay for all that though? I mean, they just gave all that money to Kaepernick.
They'll figure out a way.
They fans can't afford tickets and bail money.
Part of the escalators in Kaepernick's contract said he had to do it on the original turf. So they probably saved $50 million right there. Like, oh, you didn't read that part of the contract?
Nope.
Yeah, the extra $50 million is if you do it on the original turf, so we replacing it.
I guess he got to learn how to pass.
New turf touchdowns is only half as much. Tim Howard is taking the next 12 months off of international soccer, probably to make his album and
model
tour as Common.
Hey, you know what would be hilarious though, on Kaepernick, is if he need one more completion. And he playing Seattle, and he throw it over there to Richard Sherman, and he intercepted. That would be so hilarious, because you know he was talking that shit about Richard Sherman.
That's true.
All his bonuses rely on, if it end on Richard Sherman.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so hilarious. I would love it.
I agree. All right, last segment, man. Let's do it. La 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 la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba, hey Mamba. Kobe Bryant apparently got a little bit of news. Steve Nash talking about Kobe. He was describing him during filming of what the fuck were they filming? A documentary for Black Mamba on Showtime. They put in a Showtime documentary about Kobe Bryant. During filming, Chopra interviewed a number of Bryant's teammates, current and former. He asked them to describe Bryant in three words. Each interview, Kobe would text Chopra, eager to hear what people said. Most answered with some variation of the Ultimate Competitor or Killer Instinct, but when Chopper asked Steve Nash, he said something different. After thinking for a moment, Nash answered slowly in three beats. Motherfucking asshole. Those are some interesting ways to describe a teammate. Words like that may offend some people, but not Kobe Bryant. Kobe thought this was awesome. That probably surprises nobody. Yep, that's Kobe. Yep. People around the league always say how intense Kobe is, even in practice. He may not always get along with everyone, but that's only because he has a strong desire to win. Although that kind of personality may not make him the most likable person, it's not a bad way to approach a career. Rather than be politically correct with his answer, Nash was open and honest. His honesty just happened to create an answer quote. Yeah, well, that's also because Steve Nash got that money.
Yep.
And he basically told y'all niggas what time it was. I'm trying to get paid whether I play or not. We did get one more Kobe thing. An artist in Taiwan has a bold interpretation of Kobe Bryant. And I'm going to put it in chat so you guys can see. They made a statue of Kobe involving the Black Mamba snake. And, yeah. Look like he got a huge Black Mamba snake dick.
Damn.
What?
You think this dude had a jack off to this?
You know he watched tentacle porn.
Yeah, he gave Kobe all type of abs.
He said he's
gave him an abnormally huge ass snake dick.
You say he's wrestling naked with a snake. But it looks like the snake is his dick, man. And like the skin of the snake is the same as the skin by his dick. I don't know, man. Look, I think this dude is obsessed with Kobe's dick, bro. If Michael Jordan is considered the almighty Zeus of basketball, then Kobe Bryant would be Achilles, a semi-guy who's slightly flawed. In April 2013, the Los Angeles Lakers constant warrior fell. Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles tendon like the ancient Greek warrior Achilles who was shot in the heel with an arrow. He was just about to catch up to the man deemed God himself, but all was to no avail. Missing one championship, he was doomed to be just a semi-god. This is the result of Bryant's ambition to lift his team's losing game by using up every bit of his strength and effort. In the end, he stressed himself out and was hurt badly. It's just as if himself, the giant Black Mamba, was trapping his ego, Kobe Bryant, his desire to win, and his pressure of playing against younger and talented opponents all clung tightly to his aging body. Time was ticking like always. Bryant used supernatural willpower to push back history's closing gate. This battle will continue to the day he truly falls down. That's Kobe Bryant's Achilles, a warrior closest to becoming a god. So, all right, well.
I thought I liked Kobe.
Jesus.
But
need to invite him on.
they love Kobe.
He'd probably be like, la la la. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. We got a question in the chat. Question, who was a bigger Itwan in the NFL? Manziel or Tebow? Itwan, of course, means if that was a nigga. No way to know that yet, Dr. Dostax. Manziel's only been in the NFL for exactly zero games. So Tebow got to complete his whole career. So we got to kind of wait until we get to that point, man. Like, then I'll be willing to judge it in a little bit.
I'm going to go with Manziel.
Already? A few games in?
Because
Tebow got, see, and you underestimating the Tebow Itwan-ness, dog. Nope,
but this is what I'm saying. Look at your boy for the Jets.
Who?
The quarterback for the Jets.
Geno Smith?
Geno.
Mm-hmm.
That's your if it was a nigga, he would look like Geno, and he still has a job, and he has this season so far.
One, Geno's better than him. I never thought I'd say that, but you found the dude. You found one of the people that's better.
Okay, I withdraw my comparison.
Yeah. Second,
look, you don't have to explain what you said. Oh, okay, Geno, yeah. Better than him. You don't got to explain no more. Yeah. I take back my comparison.
Tebow was so bad, man. Jesus Christ. I've never seen a quarterback that bad in my life, man.
I can't believe you said Geno was better than
Tebow. Dog, Tebow was so bad, though. Like, people forget how bad he was, because that nigga would make a weird ass comeback in the fourth quarter, and we'll be like, oh, see, he good.
But you said you don't know if Geno is smart
or stupid.
Or stupid.
I don't.
And he's better than Tebow.
It's not even close either. He's light years better than Tebow. Tebow is terrible. God, he's bad. And you know what I was gonna say too, man? Like, Geno won't get props for praying. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Geno was the most religious nigga in the earth, we still gonna be like, yo, that nigga's not a good quarterback. Tim Tebow was out here like, I'm gonna just pray to Jesus, even though I'm only 3 for 18, in the third quarter. Yeah, I'm praying. Everybody's like, see, that's what I like about him. I'm like, that shit'll never work for a nigga. The only dude that really got a pass for praying was Ray Lewis, and he had to kill somebody to earn them prayers.
People wanted him to pray.
Yeah, they was like, he need to pray. I don't feel comfortable with him being on the field. All right, man, we'll be back next week, man. Balls D Sports. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for coming out. Peace.